Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Along with food aid, the ongoing government shutdown is impacting air travel, raising serious concerns as the travel-heavy holidays approach.
Vice President J.D. Vance has warned of a potential holiday meltdown if a government shutdown stretches into the busy Thanksgiving holiday travel season. Vance had a White House meeting with the CEOs of the major airlines, unions, and other aviation industry officials who are concerned that a continued shutdown into late November could lead to more employee absences, longer turmoil at airports, flight delays, and cancellations.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, President Trump is urging the Senate to scrap the filibuster so Republicans can bypass the Democrats and reopen the government. A sudden deluge, a downpour, dumped several inches of rain in less than a half hour, unleashed flash flooding across parts of the New York metropolitan area yesterday, blamed for two deaths in the flooded basements of New York City. The storm toppled trees, brought down power lines, snarled mass transit, and wreaked havoc at the airports. Devastated by Hurricane Melissa, Jamaica taking its first steps down that long road to recovery.
There are parts of the country that have been without water for several days, and food is growing increasingly scarce. In more positive news, aid supplies are beginning to come in more rapidly, with the airport in the capital Kingston largely back to normal. Smaller regional airports, however, remain only partly operational, and some are located near to where the humanitarian assistance is most needed. As such, aid agencies and the military are bringing in the urgently needed supplies from Kingston via road, many of which remain unpassable in places.
The BBC's Will Grant, the storm is blamed for at least 19 deaths on Jamaica. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 5 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 302 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Number of problems already this morning. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop coming off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The wreck is up near Indian Head Highway. Looking at the live shot right now, there's not a lot of traffic moving. The word is right now that all the lanes could be blocked. I haven't seen the wreck yet, but I'm seeing the impact. There's a big delay already out of Northern Virginia across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and up towards Indian Head Highway on that southeast side of the Capitol Beltway. Early this morning, a couple of accidents, I-97 southbound after Benfield Boulevard and on the BW Parkway about 40 minutes ago southbound near the airport cutoff at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool too with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 46 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore woman is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service after allegedly attacking her sister with a hammer during a January fight. Investigators say 36-year-old Latoya Wilkins assaulted her sister in a basement on the Alameda, leaving her with severe injuries to her head, face, and arm. The victim was hospitalized after losing a large amount of blood. Authorities say Wilkins, who has prior assault and weapons charges, is considered violent and remains at large. State Senator Delia Attar is facing federal charges after investigators say she orchestrated a scheme to secretly record two political rivals and use the footage to silence them. The indictment claims Attar and several associates planted surveillance devices and later threatened to release videos showing the pair in bed together unless they stopped criticizing her. Prosecutors say the plot stretched over multiple years and involved both her brother and other co-conspirators. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 996. The pick four, 5464. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Two games in 5 days, no problem for the Ravens.
Pass is caught by Andrews for another touchdown.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Dolphins were so bad last night, it's hard to know how much credit to give the Ravens, but nevertheless, it was a Baltimore win going away. 28-6 was the final, keyed by four touchdown passes from Lamar and three takeaways from all of a sudden a rejuvenated Ravens defense. Post-game reaction, first from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
We had two games that we needed to win in 4 days, and they were absolute must-wins, both of those two games. And for our guys to step up the way they did and to step out the way they did and to play the kind of football they did.
One of the guys who stepped up was Lamar, who looked a bit rusty at times, but on point in the second half.
Well, I just felt a little comfortable, and our guys was just ready to score. You know, shout out to the offensive line. They did great. All phases, all skill position, and our running backs. Those guys were just locked in and wanted to put points on the board because we wanted to score twice first half.
And then what about the defense, led by Roquan Smith, beleaguered earlier this season, but three takeaways last night.
Guys, man, I'm extremely happy for those guys being able to get the ball about, and also just staying in tough on fourth down as well. And then Logan around the ball, Teddy as well, Marlin, all those guys, and obviously with the late pick with Malachi.
The win leaves Baltimore at 3-5 now on the year, 1.5 behind the Steelers in the division, and with their weekend free. Coming up in 30 minutes with their manager in tow, the Orioles now working on their roster. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. And it is a Friday, October 31st, 2025. It's Halloween. I'm Sean Casey. And with another scary show in store for you. Coming up here. It's always scary in Baltimore, Maryland, isn't it?
terrifying.
Is it time to end the emissions program and daylight saving time? Maybe get rid of them in one fell swoop. Kristen Ohm and Sean Duffy out arresting illegal alien truck drivers in Operation Midway Blitz. We'll tell you all about that in Chicago. Top story here today. Again, as I've long stated, I believe Maryland now is the most corrupt state in the entire country. Now, there are other contenders, obviously. Louisiana used to hold that title, but they've changed, like, because they actually have a Republican governor, and they actually have some balance, the Republican legislature and in Louisiana. California, of course, is pretty bad. Illinois is always bad. Massachusetts is bad. But leave it to Maryland. It almost every year, it never fails that usually somebody is going to get arrested or indicted for something here in this state. It's happened again. A Maryland state senator, and again, I want to caution that she is innocent until proven guilty. But this is a Democrat, Dahlia Attar. I think she's the first Orthodox Jewish community representative in the history of Maryland. So she's not allegedly representing her community all that well. She was indicted along with her brother and a Baltimore police officer. It was a bad day for the BPD yesterday with the viral video and then this police officer. So here is the allegation. The indictment alleges that Attar, who's 35 years of age, planted tracking and recording devices on two of her rivals, including recording them in bed together in an attempt to silence them. Then Attar, it is alleged, threatened to release the footage of the two victims in bed unless they met her demands not to speak out against her publicly. Apparently this was a consultant that she had working for her, and they had a disagreement, they had a falling out, and she was afraid, allegedly, that this consultant was going to badmouth her in the Jewish community. So she cooks up this scheme. And there are text messages exchanged where she and her brother and this Baltimore police officer were going to blackmail this individual. During Attar's 2018 election, she had worked with this consultant, two parted ways, and Attar allegedly feared the consultant was, quote, looking to screw me, end of quote. Well, maybe not her, but somebody else. And was concerned about the flyers being released to the Jewish community about her voting record. Prosecutors say the plot began in January of 2020 when the consultant stayed in an apartment that belonged to the police officer's family, Kalman Finkelstein, and the cop and Attar's brother broke into the unit while she was away. Then the two men allegedly installed cameras disguised as smoke detectors and planted a tracking device on the consultant's car. So this is what happens, folks. And again, innocent until proven guilty. But at least it seems to me the evidence is pretty damning against State Senator Dahlia Attar. So welcome to Maryland. Here we go again.
That's okay.
Is what happens when you have one-party dominant rule, when they don't actually elect people. She was appointed by the governor to take over Senator Jill Carter, who stepped down. So when you have this kind of one-party dominance, this is the kind of corruption it invites. These people think they're untouchables until they're
arrogance.
Not. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about the latest indictment in the corrupt state of Maryland. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is our number. And we love to hear from you. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Welcoming back the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I just asked Kristen, I said, did the people save all this stuff for me to come back and see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday was pretty, you know, it was, you know, kind of smooth day yesterday.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Not today.
For the most part.
It's not raining, and they're wrecking all over the place. Case in point, northbound BW Parkway, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That would be the ramp that would take you up the Beltway towards Washington Boulevard, up to 95, up through that area. There's a tractor trailer turned over on that ramp. So now, if you get to that point, you're going to have to go up to the city-county line and then hit 95 from there and make your move from that point. If you were trying to get up the Beltway towards Wilkins Avenue, well, you're going to have to do it right before you get there. Take the outer loop ramp, go down to Camp Meade Road, come back onto the Beltway, and then you're on your way. But this thing's laying right on its side. Big wreck. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop in the area of Prince George's County. As you're moving up towards Indian Head Highway, at one point they had all the lanes blocked and a delay back to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So that southeast corner of the Capitol Beltway is still a problem through that area. There's a report there may be a tree down at the ramp from eastbound on I-70, heading on to the ramp at Route 29. But two big problems right now. Northbound BW Parkway ramp to the Beltway is closed, and then the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway affected in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And for your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, windy today. Winds could gust to 40 miles an hour. High temperatures in the upper 50s, overnight clear. Temperatures in the low 40s, so it's going to be a little windy and chilly tonight as the children or grandchildren go trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating, which is the latest fad, I guess. Right now, 49 in Annapolis, 47 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. It is Halloween, and my costume, I've decided I'm going to put on some handcuffs and some shackles, wear an orange jumpsuit, and go as an NBA coach. I think that's going to scare a lot of people. Anyway, Prince Andrew was stripped of his titles yesterday.
Whoa.
And usually it just likes being stripped by an underage masseuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kamala Harris says she never saw any sign of mental decline in Joe Biden.
Of course not.
She said he was already shot when she got there. So he was gone at that point. We have, it's Halloween, and we have some, we're casting characters here for Halloween.
Ooh.
For Democrats. Who do you think should play Frankenstein? Well, none other than John Fetterman.
Peter Boyle.
The Hunchback.
Dracula. Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Witches. How about Nancy Pelosi and Rosa DeLauro?
There you go.
All right. The Mummy, starring Steny Hoyer.
Sorry, I'm kidding.
Leatherface, Maxine Waters.
Oh, man.
The Werewolf is Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh.
The ghost is Chris Van Hollen. He's whiter than white bread, folks.
Yep.
The Grim Reaper, none other than Joe Biden. Has to be Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
Oh, can you imagine? See, oh.
And here's your hunchback, Gerald Nadler.
Nah. Hunch stomach.
Alien, Ilhan Omar. Our favorite Democrats as monsters here. Demons could be racist Rashida Tlaib, Jazzy Crockett, and Ayanna Pressley. Playing the part of the ghoul this night, Elizabeth Warren. That Indian costume's getting a little old. The skeleton Judge Boasberg. I don't have ever seen this guy, but he looks like he could be a skeleton. Playing the part of the screaming banshee, AOC.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect casting.
Zombie would be none other than Bernie Sanders. The swamp monster, James Clyburn. The creature from the Black Lagoon, Michelle Obama. And the Phantom of the Opera, Ed Markey. So there's your Halloween cast, folks.
Oops. I'm not watching that alone.
It would be a great great movie. All right, so here's the debate now. This weekend, Sunday at 2 a.m., we fall back. We change the clocks back and go back to standard time. Again, here we go, back and forth twice a year. In the spring, we spring forward for daylight savings time, or saving time, rather. And we're on daylight saving time all the way until this weekend. And there was a bill in Congress to make it permanent, daylight saving time.
Right.
So you have that one option. Because not every state, there are some states. When I lived in Arizona, we weren't on daylight saving time. And parts of Indiana, I think, don't honor it as well.
Arizona doesn't do it, right?
No. So the question here is, here are the options. Keep it as is, okay, which is, you know, it kind of throws everybody's biological rhythms and circadian rhythms off kilter. Make it daylight saving time permanent, or don't do anything, keep it standard year-round. Any thoughts on that, Maggie?
I like when it's light out longer. I feel more energized.
At night?
Yeah.
So you would want to make daylight saving time permanent then?
I would. Just personally. I feel more productive. I do when it's light out longer, it's energizing.
Yeah. Chuck, any thoughts?
Well, we go to work in the dark.
We always go to work in the dark.
So I'd rather have it light out till 7 o'clock.
Okay, so you're another vote for daylight saving time. Kristen votes. Yeah, I think we're all pretty much in agreement. Just make daylight saving time permanent. There's a bill in Congress right now. Senator Rick Scott and others, I think, are sponsoring that. But Tom Cotton is opposed to it for some strange reason. So he's trying to block that bill in Congress. So I just don't like the back and forth. You know, choose one or the other. Either keep it standard time year round or daylight saving time year round, and that should be it.
It's just depressing when it gets dark early. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah. Well, it'll be dark at 5 o'clock now, and it's slowly. You know,
it's
like 8 minutes
birds.
A day or something like that. Yeah. It just gets lighter and lighter, but it's still.
Back in the day when we did traffic and we did a split, we go to work in the dark, and we get off the air at 6 o'clock and go home in the dark.
That's right.
So I felt like a mole.
Right. You do some of your best work in the dark.
I did.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
Story man back then. Right now I'm the first story man.
I read the bathroom walls. I know.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I think we'll throw it out to our listeners. And which would you prefer? Keep it daylight saving time, return to standard time, or keep it as is, where we spring forward, fall back each and every season. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate it. 624-10-922-6680 is the number. 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll hear from Commissioner Worley coming up next on the fate of the BPD officer, Kalman Finkelstein, who was charged in this indictment involving Senator Dahlia Attar and her brother. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Ah, yes, the theme from the Addams Family. Have you watched the Wednesday on Netflix, which is a spinoff on the Addams Family? I have not seen it. I'm just wondering if anybody...
I know of it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. My daughter watches it.
Yeah, apparently it's for the younger demographics. All right, the scandal that's rocking the Orthodox Jewish community, including State Senator Dahlia Attar, it is claimed that on December 6th of 2021, the day that Attar filed for re-election in the House of Delegates, her brother contacted the married man to discuss an opportunity and told the man that he had hours of footage of him in bed with this consultant. The indictment alleges that Attar's brother threatened to, quote, share this video with everyone you know, everyone she knows, every rabbi in town. Your kids, your wife, her daughters, end of quote. Just really alleged sleazy behavior on both parts, really. Senate President Bill Ferguson's office released a statement, quote, this is the first we've been made aware of State Senator Dahlia Attar's arrest, and we don't have any additional information to provide at this time. The Senate of Maryland holds its members to the highest ethical standards. Excuse me while I joke on that one. As we serve our constituents, we'll continue to do so as we learn more about the alleged facts in this indictment. End of quote. All right, well, coming up, we'll hear from a statement from Dahlia Attar and from the police commissioner on the arrest of a police officer, Baltimore police officer, Kalman Finkelstein, and his role in this scandal and indictment. 6:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again playing Lurch this morning is Chuck Whitaker. You rang.
Oh. Listen, Uncle Festin.
Oh,
I knew he was going there. I said,
all you need is a couple of light bulbs on your neck to light up the studio.
I could be Grandmama.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. And Kristen could be Wednesday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but she's Friday today.
She's your girl Friday.
That's right.
The ramp from the northbound BW Parkway to the inner loop of the Beltway is closed. A lot of activity here. They're offloading something on that ramp, I guess, to unload whatever's turned over on the ramp. So if you're coming up the Parkway and you think you can take the Beltway to the northbound side that goes up to Washington Boulevard, 95, you can't. And once you get to that point, you really don't have many choices here. You're going to have to go all the way up to the Parkway and pick up Russell Street and I-95 and make your move from there. If you can take the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway and go down to Camp Meade Road and then come back up the Beltway, you can do that. A little bit out of the way, but that's the way it's going to have to be right now if you're trying to go up the Beltway eventually towards Wilkins Avenue. There's a major wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County, outer loop at Indian Head Highway. Most of the lanes are blocked, and now we're getting delays back onto the Woodrow Wilson Bridge for the traffic coming over the Potomac on the north and eastbound side of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, windy today. And listen to this, the winds could reach 40 miles an hour today. Upper 50s for the high tonight, clear temperatures in the low 40s. Saturday and Sunday both sunny and highs in the low 60s. So a windy, chilly Halloween. And right now we're clear, 47 in the city, 46 in Bel Air. A statement from State Senator Dahlia Tarr, she released this this statement regarding this indictment. Quote, I ran for public office because of my strong belief in serving my community that I love, and I would never do anything to knowingly jeopardize my constituents' trust in me. The case centers on the allegations of my former disgruntled employee. We have yet to see any tangible evidence to support the claim that I knew of any illegal actions taken on my behalf. I look forward to sharing my side of the story and believe the truth will be the arbiter of justice. In the meantime, I'll continue to serve my community with humility and honor and look forward to being as transparent as possible.
Well, alrighty then.
You know, I don't know about the evidence thing. There are text messages that authorities have and some of those have already been published. Some of them are pretty damning. That doesn't mean it's beyond a reasonable doubt, but we'll see. A lot of stuff they hold back until trial. So we'll see what happens there. So this police officer, his name is Kalman Finkelstein. Again, rough day for the BPD. Yesterday you had the officer chasing the guy in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like he was trying to run him over. Looked like, to me anyway, this guy looked like he wasn't in no physical shape to chase anybody. So that's probably why he got in the car and tried to grab. But you can't do that, obviously. That's something that is a no-no. But anyway, here's Commissioner Worley on the role and involvement of a Baltimore police officer by the name of Kalman Finkelstein in this horrific scandal.
He's been suspended since 2022, so he's been on administrative duty. His police powers have not been, he has not had police power since 2022. We're going to cooperate completely with the indictment. We don't know exactly what is in it because it's a sealed indictment. So it's whatever they need us to do to help, we will help.
So he was suspended because of this?
No, he was suspended previously for some other matter.
What was that?
I'm not sure. It was part of the investigation.
Okay. So he's been suspended without pay because of this incident. He's
with pay.
So under state law, you can be suspended with pay. Under state law, you can be suspended with pay pending the investigation. Once you're charged, depending on what the charge is, under state law gives you the authority to suspend people without pay. But at this point, he's been suspended with pay, which means his police powers are suspended. He's still working. He's working an administrative role. He just can't have police powers. So he's been working for the agency with getting paid, doing an administrative role. And once the indictment's released, we'll look at the indictment and see under state law what further action can be taken.
I stopped the presses here for just a second. So the commissioner was confused. At first, he says Finkelstein was suspended since 2022. It is now 2025. So this officer has been suspended 3 years without police powers, getting paid on desk duty. And now we find out that he was suspended as part of this investigation into the Attar affair. And so what took so long for the indictment? I mean, that would be my first question.
Exactly.
If you have suspended, and how long did the police investigation last? Don't tell me there's still a police investigation, internal affairs investigation going on in this matter. Or did internal affairs find something and then decided they're going to call the feds in because it involved a politician? Or did it hit a brick wall because of this Democrat-dominated one-party rule in the state? This is a Democrat, Dahlia Tarr, and maybe it went nowhere in the city, in the state, because for the last 3 years, who's been running the state? Well, for a long, long time, Democrats have dominated the state, but with Governor Moore in office, I'm not saying he did anything, or I'm just saying, or maybe it was the Biden, because this is a federal indictment, right? So maybe with the Biden administration in office, maybe because they were too busy spying on Republicans. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. All right, kind of lost track of time there a little bit, so we're running a little bit late. Coming up on news time here in just a second. Right after the 6:30 news, we're going to take a look at Kristi Noem and Sean Duffy. They're going after illegal alien truckers, and there are a bunch of them there that they have pulled off the roads. And this is just tip of the iceberg, so your calls and comments certainly welcome on this investigation into Dahlia Tarr as well. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Good morning, thanks. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency in Maryland and directed $10 million toward food aid as federal funding remains stalled. Moore said the move was necessary to support families struggling with hunger amid political gridlock in Washington. The funds will be distributed through nonprofits across the state rather than expanding SNAP benefits directly. Some lawmakers criticized the decision as inefficient, while local leaders praised the governor for acting to prevent widespread food insecurity. Moore said the state will reassess the situation week by week. Advocates and lawmakers are demanding accountability from Maryland's Department of Human Services over ongoing failures in the foster care system. During a recent roundtable, child welfare leaders criticized the agency for slow action, poor oversight, and gaps in background checks for those working with foster children. They say the department's focus on data has come at the expense of real progress. A legislative work group is reviewing unlicensed placements and is expected to present reform recommendations early next year. And Baltimore City Schools CEO Dr. Sonia Santelises has been named Maryland's 2026 Superintendent of the Year by the State Superintendents Association. The honor recognizes her leadership in improving literacy, expanding arts programs, and upgrading school facilities across the district. Under her direction, city schools have doubled the number of fine arts teachers, eliminated classrooms without air conditioning, and achieved major gains in reading proficiency. Officials praised her for fostering community involvement and raising academic expectations. Dr. Santelises said the award reflects the collective efforts of students, educators, and families across Baltimore. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. In addition to all else that is wrong with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Christian persecution has increased under his leadership. Political and religious freedoms have been curtailed. Does this surprise anyone? Just ask the Uyghurs. Christians are arrested at increasingly higher rates each year. Many religious dissenters and human rights activists have been detained for years, leaving their families to wonder if they're still alive. Persecution of Christians in China today is as bad as it's been since the days of Mao. Believers are sent to re-education camps while Bibles are confiscated and churches are demolished. More than two-thirds of Chinese citizens are atheists, while about 160 million claim to be Christian. Communist governments will always worship the state rather than the creator of us all. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ as they suffer for their faith. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Two major problems this morning. Locally, the ramp from the northbound BW Parkway to the inner loop of the Beltway is shut down. There's a vehicle overturned on that ramp, so that's going to be a problem. If you're coming up from the airport, then you're trying to take the Beltway and work your way up to the area at Washington Boulevard and up towards Wilkins Avenue. If you're back at the airport, I would take I-195 to 95 and then hit the Beltway from there. If you get to this point on the parkway right at this ramp, you're going to have to go all the way up to the city-county line and hit 95 from there. So be prepared for that. There's already a lot of heavy traffic on the northbound side through there. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, the outer loop at Indian Head Highway. Delays are back across the Potomac on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Very limited lanes moving, if at all, right now on the outer loop through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool, too, with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens defense stepping up last night when it mattered most.
On second and seven. Play action. Pass is caught. First down, 19-yard line. Todd Watson, the ball is now out. The ball is out. It's picked up by the Ravens. Tackle is made at the 6-yard line. Aloy Gilman.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. Aloy Gilman's strip early was a precursor for things to come, and it was the key in a 28-6 rout of truly hapless Miami last night in front of what seemed like more Ravens fans than Dolphins fans at Hard Rock Stadium. Here's the coach in the postgame.
To get to three today, first time I think we've gotten multiple turnovers probably in a game, that was really big. And to see the way we did it, I mean, we had two guys that caused fumbles and recovered the fumbles. And then to throw the ball deep down the field, Malachi to make that play deep. That's why we drafted him.
And Stark's interception was the first of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's special, you know. That's the goal, is always to get one. We had a bunch of turnovers tonight. It really did. I think the defense showed out and showed
what we could do. For his part, Lamar with a triumphant return to his old stomping grounds, shaking off some rust in the second half, throwing for four scores, no picks, 204 yards in all. Three of those touchdowns, by the way, to Ravens tight ends. World Series tonight, Game 6 in Toronto. Blue Jays looking for their first title now in 32 years, but they'll have to solve Dodger starter Yoshi Yamamoto, who's pitched two complete games in the postseason into a 1.57 ERA over 28 innings. Here's Blue Jays manager John Schneider on the team's long journey to tonight.
Whenever you start a spring training, this is kind of where you want to end up. Doesn't always happen, you know, so you have to appreciate it, but yeah, man, this is the story of the 2025 Blue Jays. Pretty cool.
Meanwhile, the Jays giving the ball to former Oriole tonight, Kevin Gausman. Speaking of the Orioles, team yesterday announcing Rico Suave back in the fold for 2026. Talking about Rico Garcia, of course, who came in late season for the Birds and did a tremendous job in some key late inning situations, pitching to a 2.84 ERA over 20 appearances. Other baseball news, sources telling ESPN the Nats are finalizing a deal to hire Blake Butera as their next manager at 33 years of age, making him the youngest manager in the majors in 53 years. Butera has managed four minor league seasons with four first-place finishes and two league championships. The time now is 6:37 when we return. What to make of last night's performance?
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I'm really not sure what to make of last night's performance, to be honest with you. I mean, it's nice to get a 22-point win, but Miami is was just so terrible last night.
My view on this, it is always tough to win in the National Football League, number one. Number two, on the road.
On a short week.
On a short week. So you got to give credit to the Ravens. They were prepared on a short week. They came in. Defense looked good. Lamar looked a little rusty at the beginning, but he found his targets. And now, who's the next opponent?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
They got a little time.
That's a winnable
off.
Game.
Absolutely, it's a winnable game. Well, they're all winnable games. But yeah, no, I get it. But look, here's the thing. There are 32 teams in the NFL, right? So the Ravens have 31 opponents. I can almost guarantee you that 23 of them would have beaten them last night the way they played. I mean, this Miami team was just terrible.
Yeah, the fact that they won the week before is crazy. But that's, you know, on any given Sunday or Thursday or Monday.
Sometimes Wednesday.
sometimes Saturday. That's crazy.
I think the only night that they don't play, and maybe they've played Tuesday before. I don't even know, but it's crazy.
All right, thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I do believe that, look, individual actions, they're responsible for their actions, and if State Senator Dahlia Tarr did commit the act of blackmail, then she will be tried by a jury of her peers, and if found guilty, she will be sentenced. And if not, she will, you know, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. But here again in this state, one party, and look, you can blame the Democrats, and they are certainly, I think, culpable here, not necessarily for blackmail, but for creating an environment that encourages this kind of behavior, in that this one-party dominant rule with a corruption. You invite corruption when there isn't a healthy opposition. And on that end, I'm blaming the Maryland Republican Party, because they've not been able to get their act together. I don't care who the leader is, or lack thereof. We've seen, whether it's Andy Harris, or whether it's Nicole Harris, or whether it's Lockdown Larry, or whether it was, you know, whoever. I mean, even to some extent, I mean, Ehrlich is kind of running for the tall grass these days. So, I mean, they all have been disappointing, and some of them more so. But I just think that until you have a healthy opposition party, this is what you're going to get. Ad nauseum. It's like, you know, lather, rinse, repeat. Mm-hmm. All right. The other big problem that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks is what's happening with our truckers. I mean, we've seen some horrific accidents with, and again, the vast majority of owner-operators on the road are responsible. They're great drivers. They're courteous. But what now, what the Biden administration did is they let in 12 million or more illegal aliens. And those illegal aliens are looking for jobs. And some of them are basically going to states like California. And they hand out driver's licenses in California like they will tonight candy to trick-or-treaters. It's that bad. And again, they don't buy it. Some have failed the test in the state of Washington. The guy that was in a recent accident. I don't know if you saw the video of an Arkansas state trooper.
Horrifying.
Did you see that?
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
was naked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was some Asian truck driver, and he was driving without any pants on.
Oh.
And he didn't speak any English. He couldn't read any freaking road signs. So, again, Christy Noem at DHS, Sean Duffy, Department of Transportation, and others are beginning to crack down on these illegal alien truck drivers. And they started in Indiana yesterday with Governor Mike Braun. I think they should start in California, but Indiana, I guess, to get their act together. And here are just the numbers in Indiana alone in just a couple of days.
Just in this short operation, we've arrested over 223 individuals who were illegal aliens in this country. 46 of them were driving 18-wheelers that didn't have an understanding of how to operate them safely or how to make sure that they weren't going to harm any family that was traveling the roadway with them.
And Christy Noem makes the point that these kinds, first off, I mean, a truck carrying diesel, that is an inflammable explosive missile. So you have to be careful. You have to know what you are doing. You have to pay attention at all times when you're driving a semi. And she says this kind of behavior endangers us all.
Putting them behind the wheel of these tractor trailers weighing tens of thousands of pounds loaded with explosive fuel down the highway endangers every single citizen that is on our roads.
And I want to then segue to how many of the illegal aliens that were allowed into the country are terrorists? How many seek to do us harm? So now we have a scenario where terrorists know that we're handing out CDLs and we're really not doing any vetting. We're not really testing anybody that should. They were just giving them out. And so what better way to sneak a bomb or an explosive device into a major city than with a tractor trailer
mm-hmm.
with an illegal alien? So
perfect
I think that's the thing that keeps me up at night, frankly.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And she says they have now, at least in Indiana, have begun to vet and stop truckers who they suspect are illegal.
We're starting to vet individuals. We're starting to stop individuals. And when we do enforcement action on their driving records or on their trucks to make sure that they're legal, we're allowing our partnerships with these states, such as Indiana, which is where we're focused today, to do immigration enforcement as well.
All right, so we got a long way to go, but this is the damage. Look at the total amount of damage the Biden-Harris regime did to the country. You know, having to secure the border, which President Trump has done. Now you've got all the consequences, the aftermath, the after effect, if you will, with these illegal just in the illegal alien truck drivers alone is a very dangerous thing that needs to be resolved, and it's going to take who knows, weeks, months, maybe years. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All tricks this morning, no treats. Traffic-wise. Overturned vehicle on the ramp, northbound BW Parkway, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you up the Beltway towards Washington Boulevard, towards 95 Wilkins Avenue, and up that way. So the BW Parkway, when they get right here, they go, uh-oh, can't take the ramp. Well, the next place to get off of the parkway is northbound at the city-county line up around Waterview Avenue, Annapolis Road, and then at 95. So if you're on the parkway, you're back at the airport. I would take I-195 and go over and use 95 north up to the Beltway. If you have business in the city, well, then you're okay. But it's a single lane going by the accident scene on the parkway northbound. There's a major wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, outer loop at Indian Head Highway. I just looked at the camera. The backup is all the way across the Potomac and into Alexandria. So that's the size of the backup right now coming north over the Potomac on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Very limited lanes, if at all. And this wreck has been there since even before 6 this morning on the outer loop through that area. The inner loop, of course, is looking at it, and there's also a backup there. So far, nothing major with the lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, could be up to 40 miles an hour gusts today.
That is, little trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Make sure that those...
Close the door.
Keep those bags out of the wind. Otherwise, they may just lift the kids right up out of and transport them.
Just leave your mother's home.
Temps in the upper 50s, overnight clear, low 40s. The rest of the weekend looking pretty nice. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be sunny with high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now, 49 in Annapolis, 46 in Owings Mills. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Butterball Johnson.
Candy bar.
Boy, I got big cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Poor old Charlie. So I gotta tell you a funny story. We were babysitting our grandchildren on Wednesday, and as soon as I walk in, my grandson Brooks has got a skeleton costume on, and I pretend I was scared, and so we're talking, and I said, "Well, where are you going trick or treating?" And he goes, "I'm gonna go, to Noah's house." I said, "Well, where does Noah live?" He goes, "In a house." I said, "Okay." I said, "I understand this year for trick-or-treating, Brooks, they're not giving out candy. They're giving out apples." And he looked at me and goes, "That's okay. I already have apples." Then I heard him ask his father later, "Are they really not giving out candy?"
I used to get so mad when they gave out fruit and healthy stuff. It was like...
That's right. You didn't want the healthy stuff.
And I was in a rural area, so that's all we got.
All right. You heard of Dunkaroos? You know what Dunkaroos are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember yesterday we told you about booger bites?
This is a
trend. I don't like where it's going, but now I have something called Dunkapoos.
Sounds like underwear.
That's how Chuck does his laundry. All right. Each $20 pack includes 10 plunger-shaped vanilla cookies. Yes, they're shaped like a plunger.
No kidding.
Baked by Funny Face Bakery, plus a toilet-shaped dipping bowl with a working lid.
Thing.
Well, we're going to order some for you today, Maggie.
Thank you.
All right. Something to do with underwear.
So,
oh, man.
I just was going to keep a wet wipe handy just in case. Did Toucan Sam just declare war on Cocoa Puffs? Apparently, Toucan Sam is calling out, and now there's going to be Cocoa Loops. Remember Cocoa Puffs?
I do. But
yeah. Now there's going to be Cocoa Loops. So Fruit Loops going after Cocoa Puffs. Cereal wars, folks. And finally, we have, I don't know why, but spicy cranberry sauce exists now, thanks to Ocean Spray. So just in time for your Thanksgiving holiday meal, you can offer the regular cranberry or the spicy cranberry.
You're talking about the one that comes in the can.
You know, yeah, this looks like it comes in a pack. Yeah, I'm sure it comes in a can as well.
I don't think I want
to. It'd be a mean trick to play on your
cranberry
family.
Smoked chili is what it's called.
No.
Yeah. I'd try it. You know what it might be good on? Is like if you make those platters called? I'm drawing a blank right now. Well, you put all the deli meats and the cheeses. Charcuterie. Thank you, Kristen.
That's a multiple syllable.
It might be really good on the charcuterie when you had a little spicy cranberry chili there. with your cheese and crackers.
Charcuterie. I'm not totally repulsed.
What are you going as tonight, Chuck?
I'm going to put deodorant in my beard and go as an armpit.
Somehow I believe him. All right.
It's true. It's easy.
It's very easy indeed.
I get tired of wearing a trash bag every year, you know.
Just have a little bit of a roll-on hanging under that
like
beard.
Like the tarp at Camden Yards, you know.
That's right. Just spread it out on all fours.
Spread out.
All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:49. And coming up next, we're going to talk about the bad day for BPD. And this one has the officer that the video, it's been over a million views now of this viral video of a police officer in his patrol car chasing down a guy who was wanted. There was an outstanding warrant for him, but you don't chase him down with your vehicle. I guess you call for backup or whatever, because the guy was in no shape to engage in a foot chase. So I don't know what that was all about, but we'll talk about that. Coming up at the top of the hour, the president now has weighed in on how he's going to end the shutdown, perhaps as soon as today. We'll share that with you in just a moment as well. 6:50, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air. Great company. They've out to my house. They've done electrical work, whether it's interior, exterior. They do landscaping, electrical work. So I think the good thing is that I was having a heat pump. It was working, but it was, oh, the bills. I mean, I had a bill last winter that was $550, $600. And there's something wrong here. So they came out and checked. There was a switch that was sticking on the heat pump outdoors, and it just was not cycling the way it should. So again, they fixed the switch and got it going. Now my bills are, you know, much better. They've been cut in half. But it's something as simple as that. You know, so we already know this month that the electrical rates are going back up again. So you want to make sure that your heat pump and or your forced air furnace is operating efficiently and properly. Call Tim. They'll come out and do a maintenance check on it today. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or online, timkylecompany.com.
Join Press Box's Ben Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. And my monster from its slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5 with the monster mash hit number one this week in 1962. And has become a Halloween staple for many, many years. Obviously, 60-some years. How about that? The Monster Mash. What's your favorite horror movie? I don't know. I like the classics. Those are the, you know, the of course, with Boris Karloff and Vincent Price. And my favorite Halloween horror movie starring Chuck Whitaker is I Was a Teenage Warehouse. So you should
101.
Check it out. Checking to see if it's on Netflix.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, I was a kid. The Tingler came out with Vincent Price.
Ah, that was a good one.
They actually had people in the movie theater that were dragging little things across the floor that were supposed to be the Tingler.
The one that always scared me was, I think it was Invaders from Mars. I can't remember the exact title. But they came down and they lived like in this neighborhood and they made these like sand dunes. And you remember the movie?
Things in the back of the guy's neck.
Exactly. And when they kidnap you and they would turn you into one of the Martians or something. And I was terrified that was going to happen to me.
Well, Psycho was mine.
As it turns out, some of them ended up in the sales department, but that's all right.
Can we take it back?
That's the question. Hey, they do a good job. No.
6:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Oh, my. What a day this is. This truck on the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound to the inner loop carrying produce. The other day we had concrete dust, and now we have produce on the ramp from the northbound parkway to the inner loop. So that ramp is blocked, and there's no access there right now. So, again, if you're back at the airport, 195 up to 95 up to the Beltway will get you around that area. If you have business in the city, you can take the parkway. One lane is getting by at the accident scene. There's not much of an impact right now on the Beltway through that area. Capitol Beltway has the major backup. There's a big wreck there on the outer loop in Prince George's County at Indian Head Highway. Delays are all the way back across the Potomac River Bridge and into Northern Virginia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you know, Chuck, we can't forget Young Frankenstein. That is a classic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Marty what just reminded us of that.
Werewolf. Darewolf. Classic.
Classic movie. Got to watch Young Frankenstein tonight.
I can fix that hump.
All right.
What hump? You take the bags. I'll take the brunette. You take the blonde.
All right. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, windy. Gusts could reach 40 miles an hour today. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Overnight clear. Temperatures in the low 40s. So windy, chilly tonight for the trick-or-treaters. And I'm dressing up as Woody from Toy Story for my grandchildren. So I'll take pictures. I'll take pictures and we'll... it's not going to be pretty, I'm sure. But they don't know yet, so they're going to be surprised. All right, 45, mostly clear in Reisterstown, and it is 53 right now, windy in Ocean City. Bad day for BPD, and once again we have one officer now being indicted in that blackmail scandal involving State Senator Dahlia Attar. And this one, this video broke the other day. It went viral, over a million views so far of this video. It shows a Baltimore police officer who has now been named. He, of course, is has a couple of suspects or a couple of individuals stopped. And he's talking to them. And it turns out that one of the suspects is wanted for driving without a license. So there was an arrest, outstanding arrest warrant, on this one individual. So I guess, you know, he wanted him to get in the car, or he was about to arrest him when the guy takes off, starts walking away, and instead of chasing him, and this officer's name is Robert Parks, instead of chasing him on foot, and it didn't seem like this officer, I want to be kind here, because he looked like he, you know, was slightly overweight. But it didn't seem like he was all that much interested in chasing anybody on foot. He jumps in his car, his patrol car, and then pursues the suspect with the car and really comes within inches of hitting him with the front of the car and then eventually ends up crashing into a neighborhood home. Here is one of the witnesses, one of the dudes that was talking to the officer. He had his phone and he recorded the whole thing. His name is Slick Brown.
Coming. Ray hit my man, like, for no reason. It's like, he ain't even make no arrest for real. Like, he just tried to automatically hit him. Like, he ain't never tried to chase him or nothing. Like, it's like he was just trying to kill my man out the rip. Like, he ain't care about his life or nothing.
So he said didn't care about his life or nothing. The police commissioner, Richard Worley, made this statement yesterday.
It is not what we want our officers doing. It's definitely not what we've been training them to do. And unfortunately, one bad incident like this sets you back months and years to all the progress that we've made.
Well, that officer has now been suspended pending investigation, but the slickster says he thinks that Officer Parks should be fired.
All he did was get suspended. No, I think he should be fired. Like, shouldn't be able to come back or nothing.
Yeah, so again, you can't have police officers trying to mow down any of the civilians or suspects with their patrol car. You know, so maybe, again, you call for backup. I don't know what the protocol is. I'm sure we'll hear from some police officers. I don't think you tased the individual. He wasn't an immediate threat. He was wanted for driving without a license, not for attempted murder. So, again, this is something that police are going to have to deal with, but it doesn't look very good for this officer, I'll tell you that. And cooler heads need to prevail. And that's what happens when you're short officers. You're pulling people off desk duty, and you're putting them in patrol cars, and they may not be ready for field duty. So that's another problem in and of itself. I'm going to tell you about, again, Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her incredible staff. So many locations of Audiology Associates. My wife was having issues with tinnitus not too long ago, and it was really disturbing, as you might imagine, hearing some kind of whooshing of air or noise in your ear 24/7. And we went to the Timonium location and were able to get tested. And yes, you'd have some minor hearing loss, but nothing major. But yeah, and the tinnitus, and it eventually did fade. And thanks, to the advice of the folks at Audiology Associates, it really was a calming effect. So again, they take a gentle, empathetic approach to all their patients. So if you're if having any kind of hearing loss or hearing issues, call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100. Dr. Segev and her team, again, just incredible to come up with a custom treatment plan for you with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call 410-944-3100. Online at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is closing the refugee floodgates opened wide by the Biden administration. Team Trump is limiting to 7,500 the number of refugees admitted annually to the U.S. Many of those to be allowed in, white South Africans facing persecution in their homeland. The previous administration set last year's refugee ceiling at 125,000. Now in its 31st day, the federal government shutdown rolls on. For the holidays just around the corner, Vice President Vance worries about the growing impact on air travel.
Everybody here is very worried that we're going to see more delays, more stresses on the people who are actually making the aviation system run, and more problems for both the consumers, but also the great workers who actually make this incredible shining jewel of the American economy actually work.
President Trump is calling on the Senate to eliminate the filibuster, allowing Republicans to sidestep the Democrats and reopen the government. They are extending a helping hand to their neighbors to the south.
As communities across the Northern Caribbean are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa, volunteers at a warehouse in Coconut Creek, Florida, are working to assemble emergency care kits loaded with food, water, and hygiene products for hard-hit Jamaica. Susan James Casserly with Food for the Poor.
It's change the whole landscape.
James Casserly is originally from Jamaica and plans to join relief efforts on the ground there. The storm has left many without homes, power, or communication. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department is reportedly investigating whether leaders in the Black Lives Matter movement defrauded donors who contributed millions of dollars back in 2020. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures 310 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The ramp remains closed on the BW Parkway northbound coming up from the airport. It's the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway, and that's the ramp that takes you up towards Washington Boulevard, up to the area of 95 and up towards Wilkins Avenue. The straight-ahead traffic into the city on the parkway is open. One lane is open to the left. The ramp is going to remain closed for a while. It's a vehicle overturned on that ramp. Now, if you're trying to get onto the Beltway, if you're coming up from the airport, I-195 over to 95, here's your best way to go around it. If you get to the Beltway and you want to get out of this mess, you can take the outer loop ramp, go down to Camp Meade Road. It's only a mile away. You make the flip at Camp Meade Road, come back on the Beltway, and you're on your way up towards Washington Boulevard. The Capitol Beltway really has gridlock right now. Big wreck on the outer loop at Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County. The backup is over the Potomac River Bridge into Alexandria. The inner loop is looking at it. So if you're going from 214 down to the Potomac, you also have delays on that side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool, too, with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Parkville, 47 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore woman is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service after allegedly attacking her sister with a hammer during a January fight. Investigators say 36-year-old Latoya Wilkins assaulted her sister in a basement on the Alameda, leaving her with severe injuries to her head, face, and arm. The victim was hospitalized after losing a large amount of blood. Authorities say Wilkins, who has prior assault and weapons charges, is considered violent and remains at large. State Senator Dahlia Attar is facing federal charges after investigators say she orchestrated a scheme to secretly record two political rivals and use the footage to silence them. The indictment claims Attar and several associates planted surveillance devices and later threatened to release videos showing the pair in bed together unless they stopped criticizing her. Prosecutors say the plot stretched over multiple years and involved both her brother and other co-conspirators. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 996, the pick 4 5464. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, they keep writing him off, but he keeps coming back.
Fourth and goal. Here he goes again. He throws, and this time it is caught for the touchdown by the tight end Mark Andrews.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Prime. Number 89 just won't go away. Mark Andrews with two touchdown catches last night, 55 for the career, and that's the most in Ravens history as Baltimore dispatches Miami among the boos raining down at Hard Rock Stadium. 28-6 was the final. Here is Andrews now in the postgame.
You know, just trying to find ways to get open, be creative, and, you know, when you got eight back there, you know, he's so versatile, so good at finding the open guy, you know, felt really good.
Eight, of course, is Lamar, who made his return last night in Miami.
That is played a huge game for us. Like you said, all of those guys, Charlie, Mark, Likely, man, they do it all. Block, catch the ball, run sometimes, you know. Shout out to those guys, Lou.
Indeed, tight ends were key last night. Seven catches for 105 yards, three scores for the Ravens triumvirate, and Lamar had four touchdown passes in all. In fact, Lamar now, in his last 22 starts dating back to opening day of last year, 55 touchdown passes, just five interceptions. Elsewhere, the Birds signed Rico Garcia to a one-year deal. Maryland basketball suffering a rash of injuries before their opener against Coppin State on Monday night in Baltimore. Baltimore boxer Gervonta Davis is in trouble again, and Aaron Rodgers apparently has a side hustle. That's all coming up in 30 minutes, and that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on Casey and Company. You can connect and join us 410-922-6680. It is Halloween. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick. And coming up in this hour, we're taking a look at U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro blasting D.C. for its juvenile justice system. Governor Tax Moore has declared a state of emergency. He's got like $10 million as at the end of today, of course, the SNAP benefits, the food stamp program, it runs out of cash and can't do anything about it. President Trump has a solution. You'll hear about it in just a second. But that's our top story here today is day 31 of the Schumer shutdown, which, again, Democrats, I know they're all over X saying Republicans have the White House, Republicans are in the Senate, Republicans are in the House. Again, it's called the filibuster. You need 60 votes to invoke cloture to break the filibuster. It used to be a senator who was filibustering actually had to hold the floor for, I don't know, 20, 25, 26, 30 hours. They did away with that years ago. All you have to do is say, okay, we're filibustering. And then if you don't have the votes, then you can't get anything passed. And you need 60. Right now, here's the math. 53 Republicans minus Rand Paul, who always votes against, it seems to me, Republicans these days, along with Thomas Massie. So you got 52. We have three Democrats that have voted with the Republicans. That's 55. So you need five. You need five centrist, moderate. Are there any left in the Senate Democrats? I'm trying to think. Fetterman, maybe, right? So he might be one. But are there any other? Because certainly Chris Van Hollen's a radical. Chris Van Hollen is endorsing Mamdani, the commie, in New York. Angela Alsobrooks is another radical. Can't forget Maryland. I don't know. We'd have to go back and look through the entire Senate to see if we can identify five. And that's a kind of a sad statement on the Democrats. Vice President Vance saying yesterday, enough is enough.
This is something that every single American, Democrat or Republican or independent, should be able to agree on. Open the government. Stop this craziness and open the government. It's causing way too many problems.
Well, the pain will start this weekend. The pain will start when the food stamps run out and people aren't able to get their food or they have to go to food banks or whatever the case may be. We're going to see delays now at airports because of pilots, air traffic controllers, the TSA agents, you name it. A lot of these guys are out there, the military and others. Again, they're going to do their job. But right now, the Democrats, because they won't vote, here's the thing. It's a clean CR. It's Biden-level spending, even with the COVID spending in it. It's mind-boggling. Chuck Schumer voted for it 13 times, and now Democrats won't vote it. Why? Because they think they have leverage.
You do not get to take the American people's government hostage and then demand that we give you everything you want in order to pay our air traffic controllers. It's a ridiculous set of demands. Let's reopen the government, and then let's sit down and talk about how to compromise on policy for the American people.
Sean O'Brien was there yesterday outside the White House, and he represents the Teamsters, and this can't be well for the government. Those are unions. That's usually right in the Democrats, right up their alley. He's saying, end it.
Look, the bottom line, and we took a position, I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We took a position 3 weeks ago. Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem they should not be in there. And we got to think about the families that are going to be affected. Think about when you have to tell your son or daughter they can't play sports because you're not getting paid. Think about when you can't pay your mortgage. Think about when you can't pay your tuition. Put the politics aside, get to the table, negotiate a deal, pass a clean CR right now, and then figure out the problems moving forward. And I want to thank the air traffic controllers. I want to thank the aviation administration for all their hard work and sacrifice they make. And look, security and safety of the airlines is paramount. Let's not compromise the safety and security. Pass a clean CR. Thank Amen. You.
All right, that's Sean O'Brien, and we'll hear President Trump has a solution to end the shutdown today. We'll share that with you in just a moment. 713 traffic weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The situation on the Capitol Beltway, it was almost wish you could see it. I've never seen it like this in all my years of ever doing this. The Capitol Beltway, total gridlock coming off the Woodrow-Wilson Bridge. The wreck is the outer loop up in the area at Indian Head Highway, and it's been blocked almost the entire time, even before 6 this morning, and it's backed up all the way back to Alexandria. So that's the whole length of the Woodrow-Wilson Bridge and into Northern Virginia. If it keeps going, it's going to be backed up to Springfield for the traffic trying to get up 95 and stay on that section of 95 into Prince George's County. The outer loop, or make that the inner loop, they can see it, and we've also had delays there. So a lot of gridlock on that southeast corner of the Capitol Beltway. A produce truck turned over on the ramp from the northbound BW Parkway, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway in Anne Arundel County. So there's a problem there. If you get to that point on the parkway, you have to go straight ahead and you'll be up at the city-county line at Annapolis Road, Waterview Avenue, and the ramp to I-95. If you're all the way back at the airport, you're coming up the parkway, and you need to go north on the Beltway, I would take I-195, over to the 95 and then pick up the Beltway from there. Save yourself a lot of time and a lot of aggravation through that area. Everybody else is just kind of like the normal delay so far, but these two areas are pretty bad right now in Prince George's County and also on the Beltway's southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and windy, gusting up to 40 miles an hour today. I mean, I thought it was snowing when I came to work this morning. It was leaves. They were blowing
all
over.
And they're shredding. They're like shredding
I know.
In the air. That's how hard the wind's blowing.
Upper 50s for the high overnight, clear temps in the low 40s. Saturday and Sunday, sunny. Highs will be in the low 60s. Right now, 47 and clear in the city, 46 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump and First Lady Melania handed out full-size candy bars to children trick-or-treating at the White House 2025 Halloween celebration. It was decorated really, really nice. Chuck Schumer got some candy corn for teeth that he can use in his vampire costume. They gave Nancy Pelosi some Botox.
Well, she needs better teeth, too.
She gets some,
holy smoke.
Some fillers. And they gave Hakeem Jeffries a sombrero. So those some of the things that happened yesterday. Elsewhere, Scott Bessent, Schumer, Jeffries, and a bunch of Democrats are saying that Trump got played. He got punked by Xi Jinping. Of course, instead of celebrating American success and achievement, all these people want to do is just rain on the parade, be the skunk at the party. They are suffering from permanent Trump derangement syndrome. Here's Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, on a fantastic deal that was negotiated by our president.
He negotiated a fantastic deal for the U.S. And anyone who says that it was anything different, has Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, and of course, most of them do in the Democrat Party, not just the elected officials, but other Democrats that consume regularly the offerings of MSDNC and the fake news network and read liberal rags as well. Lost in all of the coverage of the Asian trip was a major announcement this week. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Was joined by Dr. Marty Makary, the FDA commissioner, and also Dr. Shiraz over at Medicare and Medicaid to announce actions being taken to lower drug costs. And what they're doing here is that the FDA now is going to make it available that you can get cheaper and quicker to develop what are called biosimilars. These are something Europe has been doing for years. These are kind of a lower-cost generic, but it takes so long for it to come to market here in the United States that, you know, the Europeans are joining them for like 10 or 5 to 10 years before we even see some of these biosimilar drugs. And here's RFK Jr.
Patients there are paying far less for many of these treatments. These reforms reflect President Trump's directive to restore competition, to empower patients, and lower drug costs for every American.
Indeed. And President Trump has weighed in on the shutdown, the Schumer shutdown. He's saying that, again, I saw John Thune. He never really loses his temper. He was almost shouting yesterday at the Democrats. But here's the deal. Trump put this on Truth Social yesterday. Majority Leader Thune, Speaker of the House Johnson are doing a great job. The Democrats are crazed lunatics that have lost all sense of wisdom and reality. It is a sick form of the now legendary TDS that only comes from losing so much. He says it is time to play the Trump card, and that is to invoke the nuclear option to end the filibuster. He said this will hurt American citizens. Republicans won't let it happen. This shutdown, it is now time for Republicans to play their Trump card. Go for what is called the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. Get rid of it now. Just a short while ago, Democrats, while in power, fought for 3 years to do this, but were unable to pull it off because of Senators Manchin and Sinema. Never have the Democrats fought so hard to do something because they knew the tremendous strength that terminating the filibuster would give them. They want to substantially expand the United States Supreme Court, make D.C. and Puerto Rico states, and many other highly destructive things. He said, well, now we are in power, and if we did what we should be doing, it would immediately end this ridiculous country-destroying shutdown. If the Democrats ever came back into power, which would make it easier for them, if Republicans are not using the great strength and policies made available to us by ending the filibuster, the Democrats will exercise their rights. It'll be done the first day they take office, regardless of whether or not we do it. I think that's the important point. They're going to end the filibuster if they ever get back in power in the Senate. Let's do it now. Let's end this shutdown and basically punish the Democrats for their behavior. And then we can get other justices through, other U.S. attorneys through, without having the Democrats try to basically throw a turd in the punch bowl. That's the way it went down, 285 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, more. We'll hear from Chuck U. Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Speaker on day 31 of the Schumer shutdown.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with your personal bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Here's Eddie. He emails us, Sean, what's the problem with the cop chasing the criminal with a police car? Why was the criminal running from the cop? Was the criminal given an order by the cop not to flee, but did so anyway? If criminals defy cops, cops should be allowed to pursue them using any reasonable means necessary, including the use of their vehicle. I have no problem with him pursuing the wanted suspect in his police vehicle. It appears at one point, and I don't know whether it was because he steered in his direction or he It wasn't fast enough to get out of the way. Then it came within inches of hitting him with the car. And that's a problem. You can pursue them, but at some point in time, once you get within running distance, you got to get out of the patrol car. Now, it's different unless you're using the pit maneuver when somebody's fleeing with a vehicle. That's when they put the nose of the car into the backside of the side of the car and make it spin out. That's taught in police academies and driving academies. But, yeah, you can't be running people over or trying to run them over with your patrol car. 723 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
The heavy-duty wrecker has just arrived at this ramp from the northbound BW Parkway on the ramp to the Beltway Inner Loop, Anne Arundel County. So now they're going to hook up, try to get this vehicle out of there carrying produce. Looks like they offloaded some of it, but the ramp is still blocked. So if you're coming up the parkway and you normally take that ramp to the Beltway that goes up towards Washington Boulevard, Wilkins Avenue 95, that ramp is closed. So everybody goes north from there and then up towards 95 and up to the city-county line. A couple of options, outer loop ramp from the parkway down to 170 Camp Meade Road and then come back onto the Beltway northbound, or if you're back at the airport, 195 westbound, pick up 95 north up to the Beltway and go around it that way. So that works out. There's not much of a problem southbound on the parkway because they can't see it. Capitol Beltway, big wreck. A lot of lanes blocked still there. Outer loop, Prince George's County at Indian Head Highway. We're backed up across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge into Alexandria. The inner loop coming down from 214 through the same area also has a big delay. They're all looking at the accident scene and total gridlock on that southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour, temperatures in the upper 50s, and then tonight clear, temperatures back into the low 40s, and right now we're 46 in clear in Bel Air, 47 in Glen Burnie. Senator Bernie Marino of Ohio is just had enough of Chuck Schumer, and appropriately enough, on Halloween, he said this.
Chuck Schumer is a soulless human being that has lost total touch with the reality of American citizens.
Why did he say that? Well, because Chuck was at the podium yesterday once again with his dire gloom and doom predictions.
Because of these vicious, drastic cutbacks, millions will lose their health care altogether. Tens of millions will pay thousands and tens of thousands more for health care. And 51,000 people will die.
Ah, there it is. Death and destruction, die, known as the Democrat Party. That's all they got, folks. Is the only thing we have left is fear itself.
Dollar, that's on you, buddy.
Dollar store, but Obama also weighing in.
Donald Trump has spent more time talking to Hamas and the Chinese Communist Party than he has in talking to Democrats on Capitol Hill to end the Trump shutdown.
What does that tell you?
The Trump shutdown. Stop it.
What does that tell you, that he can negotiate with Hamas and the Chinese Communist Party and strike deals, but can't strike a deal with the Democrats? That tells you just how intractable and insufferable that they really are. They want total war with Trump. And even the Washington Compost is blaming Democrats for the government shutdown now, calling them to end it. They're suggesting a year deal on a CR. I don't want the truth is, if they agree to a deal today, we're back at it in 3 weeks, because that's when the current deal expires, November 21st. So we're going to go through this again in Thanksgiving. I do not want to extend the clean CR with the Biden-level COVID-era spending another year. That's only going to hurt President Trump and the economy and his agenda. So I agree with President Trump. Nuke them. That's the nuclear option. Kill the filibuster and get rid of it. And Speaker Johnson says all they are doing is they want this as leverage. And Trump should remove their leverage.
They've openly admitted that they're using the pain of the American people as their leverage. Why? To show to their base that they're fighting. And they're counting on the American people not noticing all this.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what this is. It's all politics. It's all a game. But people are going to suffer in this game. And there are people that do rely on food stamps for their sustenance. I think there are a vast majority of them that don't, that may be selling them for whatever, cash,
drugs,
you name it. But I do think that there are some that do, and it's going to hurt. We're going to see, we're moving into the travel season now. Can you imagine if this shutdown would go all the way to, you know, November 21st or whatever, right before Thanksgiving, and imagine the delays. Imagine the delays that you will have in airports, in lines. Pilots will be affected, air traffic controllers, TSA agents. And now what normally takes you maybe 20, 30 minutes to get through an airport line will take you 4 or 5 hours. So that's what we're facing.
Kind of puts a damper on the holiday season. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it is time. I think, look, you gave the Democrats a full 30 days to come to their senses. They are crazed.
They're still kicking
and
screaming.
Lunatics. End it now. Get rid of the filibuster on this and end it, and we'll worry about what happens later, and you can get back to running the country again. Our friends, Mayor and Mayor Overtown Appliance, incredible guys. Yes, they're both named Mayor. They have every single appliance you would ever want or need. So if you're looking to upgrade your whole kitchen or just one appliance, check them out. You got to go to the showroom, though. I mean, you can look at the pictures on, you know, some of these box stores, websites, and so on and stuff. You can even shop price if you want. But at the end of the day, go into the showroom, and you will be very impressed. I'll tell you, it is quite the scene. They have appliances for every budget. If you're on a budget or if cost is no concern, they've got everything for you there at Talon Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. And tell them I sent you in. All right, coming up next, Governor Tax Moore has declared a state of emergency, $10 million. And is it time that we start requiring, should we weigh people and test them for drugs in order for them to get their food stamps? Just a thought. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency in Maryland and directed $10 million toward food aid as federal funding remains stalled. Moore said the move was necessary to support families struggling with hunger amid political gridlock in Washington. The funds will be distributed through nonprofits across the state rather than expanding SNAP benefits directly. Some lawmakers criticized the decision as inefficient, while local leaders praised the governor for acting to prevent widespread food insecurity. Moore said the state will reassess the situation week by week. Advocates and lawmakers are demanding accountability from Maryland's Department of Human Services over ongoing failures in the foster care system. During a recent roundtable, child welfare leaders criticized the agency for slow action, poor oversight, and gaps in background checks for those working with foster children. They say the department's focus on data has come at the expense of real progress. A legislative work group is reviewing unlicensed placements and is expected to present reform recommendations early next year. Baltimore City Schools CEO Dr. Sonia Santelises has been named Maryland's 2026 Superintendent of the Year by the state's Superintendents Association. The honor recognizes her leadership in improving literacy, expanding arts programs, and upgrading school facilities across the district. Under her direction, city schools have doubled the number of fine arts teachers, eliminated classrooms without air conditioning, and achieved major gains in reading proficiency. Officials praised her for fostering community involvement and raising academic expectations. Dr. Santelises said the award reflects the collective efforts of students, educators, and families across Baltimore. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
At 7:33, you're on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the ramp is still blocked from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway. It's an overturned vehicle on that ramp. So traffic is getting by it, but that traffic has to go straight ahead on the parkway and go up into the city and pick up 95 from there. So again, if you're back there on the parkway, you're coming up towards the airport cutoff, I would take I-195, go over to 95, go up to the Beltway, and then you're on your way from there towards Wilkins Avenue and eventually up towards Route 40 West. The other big problem, there are now two different accidents on the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop at Indian Head Highway delays all the way back across the Potomac River Bridge at the Woodrow Wilson. There was a wreck also now reported on the inner loop on the opposite side, and delays there for the traffic coming south from Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool too, with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens ground game apparently on the mend.
Three shy of that right now, giving it to Henry. Henry around the corner. Henry off to the races.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. You remember that play. It was a slow start for Derrick Henry, but a fast finish. 35 on that one. 119 for the game, and the Ravens controlled the ball for 19 minutes in the second half last night on their way to a 28-6 win over Miami. In the postgame, Coach Harbaugh citing another key running play, this one by Lamar.
Lamar had the big scramble that got us out of trouble there, I think, on the first drive, I think it was. And that was probably the key play of the whole game.
That was huge. Lamar with five attempts on the night for only 14 yards, but 13 on that third down run early in the third, which keyed a touchdown drive. In other football news, it appears that Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a side hustle. During last week's game against the Packers, Rodgers was trying to evade the rush of all-pro linebacker Micah Parsons. Parsons got close but couldn't bring him down, and according to Micah, this conversation occurred.
He's great to play, and he told me to buy his house.
He told him to buy his house. This coming after Rodgers made a public pitch to Packers quarterback Jordan Love about buying the house in the summer of 24. When Love signed his $220 million contract extension, Love said no, Parsons has said no, and so Aaron Rodgers still, although he's in Pittsburgh, owns that house in Green Bay. On the hardwood in College Park, Buzz Williams has a completely new team, but a rash of injuries making it difficult to practice. Williams, with only 11 healthy players, 8 of whom played in Tuesday's exhibition against UMBC. Now, health figures to be a prominent storyline early in Maryland season after their opener against Coppin State this Monday night in Baltimore. Maryland plays Georgetown and Marquette among their first four games. And finally, more legal trouble for Baltimore boxer Gervonta Davis. A new civil lawsuit filed in Miami has put the WBA lightweight champion in hot water over another alleged domestic incident. According to the suit, Davis is accused by an ex-girlfriend of battery, aggravated battery, false imprisonment, kidnapping, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And this suit comes 2 months after Davis' previous domestic violence case was dropped by a different ex-girlfriend, and it all comes 2 weeks before an exhibition fight against Jake Paul on November 14th. You can't make it up. Time now is 7:37. When we return, we're brown bagging it for Halloween.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
So I'm actually wearing the same costume today that I've worn for the last 64 years. Just FYI.
Okay.
Okay. But if I was actually
a team trainer or what?
No. No, actually, if I was, I'm just coming as me. But if I were to wear a costume today, what I would have done, and you have to guess what this is, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I would have brought a brown bag, like a brown grocery bag.
Okay.
I would have cut out two eye holes, maybe, right. I guess, a mouth hole, because I'd have to speak, right? And I would have put it over my head.
Yeah.
And I would have written on the brown bag, "Kick me, I'm stupid."
Uh-huh.
What would I have been if I had done that?
A Cleveland Browns fan.
Correct! You're absolutely correct.
Gee, that was a really tough one.
Can you tell?
Yeah. I thought maybe you were going to, you know, because you're wearing a hoodie. So I thought you would say you're going to wear an oversized hoodie, and then you have a...
Oh, the grumpy lobster boat.
Yeah, a young lady on one arm, and, you know, something else on the other.
You know, that's something to think about, Sean.
You could.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Trust the fisherman of Gloucester or whatever. Mrs.
Gordon
Paul.
Fisherman.
Mrs. Paul. Little fried fishes.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah. The best.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And Governor Westmore, the tax man, has declared a state of emergency in Maryland on Thursday and announcing $10 million in emergency food assistance as the Schumer shutdown enters its fourth week. What's sad is we have 680,000 Marylanders on food stamps. Okay? That's just ridiculous. And now, as they do, the first thing the Democrats think of is litigation. They've asked a federal judge in Boston to require the government to use emergency funds rather than cut all benefits and leave recipients without aid, though some delays or reductions in benefits may still occur under that scenario. So Moore's calling the order. This is coming from the Fiscal Responsibility Fund. You know, isn't it amazing that I've been in this state for I don't know how many years and been covering these. Every year I find there's a new fund. There's some kind of, there's a rainy day fund, there's a transportation fund, now there's a fiscal responsibility fund. Again, this is what Democrats do. They create all these little, you know, side pieces that they can, maybe that's not a good choice of the word in lieu of the Attar indictment, but anyway, I digress.
The human fund, like George Costanza.
Exactly. But here we are, and Stuart Pittman, the Anne Arundel County executive, is calling Trump a ruler now. He says, refusing to release contingency funds that Congress already appropriated to sustain SNAP during the shutdown. The money is there. They're choosing not to allocate it. This is heartless, cruel, and unforgivable. Well, you know, Moore does have $3.5 billion in the rainy day fund, but he's not using that. He's using the $10 million in this fiscal. I don't know how far $10 million is going to go, okay? For a state where 680,000 people are on SNAP or food stamps. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey criticizing this move, saying instead of restoring SNAP benefits through a program Marylanders already understand and rely on, the governor once again passed the opportunity to lead. And what he's talking about here is this $10 million is going to be run through nonprofits. Boy, they have such a great track record, especially here in Baltimore and Maryland, these nonprofits, 581 of them out of the 8,000 being delinquent. Again, there's no transparency. Again, who knows this $10 million is actually going to get to the people who need it. So that's Governor Tax Moore. I think it's time, though, we start, because I've heard now, I've seen so much on X here over the last 3 days. I've seen people in great numbers talking about food stamp fraud, how they pull off the fraud against the government, how they sell their food stamps for cash, for drugs, for favors, for whatever. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I've seen all these people talking about going in and ripping off stores. Okay? Stealing. They're going to go into Walmart at 10 o'clock at night when the employees don't care, allegedly, and you just fill up your basket and walk right out. Or they're going to wait till you fill up your basket with groceries, and then they're going to hit you when you go out into the parking lot.
That's usually where it happens.
Again, I think, look, as far as illegals go, it is against the law in this country to offer any kind of financial assistance to illegal aliens. So any state, any elected official in that state, say it's California, Maryland, whatever, that is offering financial assistance to illegal aliens, that's against federal law. They should be arrested. That's number one. Number two, food stamp recipients, okay? You're going to have to start earning the food stamps.
Exactly.
We're not just going to give the food stamps, okay? Unless you're really destitute and disabled, and then we're going to be empathetic to your plight. A, you must look for a job and prove that you're looking for a job. B, there should be drug testing for all federal benefits, including food stamps. And C, I think there should be a BMI test, okay, body mass index. And if you're above what you should be for your height and weight, then we're not going to give you the food stamp or the EBT card. We're going to send you a box of healthy food. I'm not saying to deny you a food, but we're going to send you a box of healthy food, the staples, fruits, vegetables, and we're not going to allow you to buy your
Doritos
and candy bars and Twinkies. And I've seen it before, Alaskan King crab legs. Okay, you know how expensive they are?
Okay.
All right. Or, you know, again, you need to buy food for yourself and your children that's healthy, that is going to last and not, everybody wants to have the food that they want. I get that. But when the taxpayers are paying for it, there should be standards, very strict standards. Get your thoughts on that too. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We have very strict standards here. How Chuck got around them, I don't know, but he's here anyway.
Oh,
you signed the deal. Don't talk to me, punk.
I did sign the deal.
Yes, you did. It's right over here in my wall.
And I've never,
every day.
I have never had buyer's remorse. I will tell you that right now.
I get remorse every day. And rigor mortis at the same time. Oh, my Lord, these poor people on the Capitol Beltway. Let's go right to it. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. This wreck started way early this morning, involved an SUV on its side. I'm not sure. They never really said it was a fatality, but it takes so long to get all this going. It almost indicates that's probably what happened. So it's on the outer loop, Prince George's County, Indian Head Highway. The backup goes all the way back, both the lanes, express lanes and the local lanes, back across the Potomac River Bridge at the Woodrow Wilson and into Northern Virginia and coming up through Alexandria. Then on the inner loop side, there was also a wreck there. Some traffic is moving at that point, but if you're coming down from Central Avenue at 214 and over into that area, big backup there. But the big delay is still crossing the Potomac River Bridge. There's a new wreck in Howard County at Route 32 at Cedar Lane. Going to be some road blockage there, and they're still working on the overturned vehicle. Produce truck fell over. He said, "Let us alone." They're trying to. Sorry. I can't help it. The northbound side of the BW Parkway is closed to the interloop of the Beltway. That detour is still underway for coming up the Parkway. I-195 over to 95 is good. It's heavy northbound to the Beltway, but that's okay. If you're going to go straight ahead on the Parkway, you'll go all the way up to 95 in the city, and then you can pick up 95 from there. But a lot of this traffic is caught up trying to get on to the inner loop. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything, your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be chilly, clear in the low 40s. So windy and chilly tonight for Halloween trick-or-treat night. The weekend gets better, sunny, and temps in the low 60s Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy, 47 in Pasadena. It's 47 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Joe is in Parkville. We've got WCBM pens and some keychains. And Joe, good morning. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right,
is
Joe.
Is it true that Chuck the Whittier showed up as Joey Chestnut, the famous and that when he went to the all-you-can-eat buffet, they accused him of terrorism.
Domestic terrorism.
Right, let me just say this for the record, Joe. You're no longer on here. You're out.
I lost anyhow.
Joey Chestnut, you like to be out. Pardon me.
All right, you're going to go last, Joe. Good luck. Here are your three stories. Story one, the Halloween classic Monster Mash will now be made into an animated movie by Miramax. The song by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers was released in 1962. The movie itself is scheduled for next October. Story two, a new poll out of Generation Alpha has voted the Ted Cruz, the scariest politician in the country. Chuck Schumer finished second, and Nancy Pelosi finished third. And finally, story three, a Democrat judge has released a leftist would-be assassin. The guy took out a $45,000 hit on Attorney General Pam Bondi. This judge released him without any bail. So, story one, Monster Mash could be made into a movie now. Story two, Ted Cruz voted the scariest politician by Generation Alpha. Or story three, a Democrat judge releases a would-be assassin with no cash bail. All right, we'll start with Chuck since he's come back to the fold here.
Come back to the fold.
After yesterday's absence.
Oh, thank you. Boy, I had fun yesterday. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Two, please.
Thank God for the...
Chuck goes for story two. Maggie.
I'm also saying number two is the fakey.
Okay. Maggie for number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I could see one and three being probable. Number two, I mean, to be fair, Ted Cruz does sort of look like a vampire also, but Gen Alpha is pretty young, right? They wouldn't be voting on that yet, so I see two.
Grandpa and the monsters.
All right. Kristen goes for two. And Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to go for number two as well, because obviously they put Trump first.
All right. So, everybody, it's unanimous today. Story number two, Generation Alpha voting Ted Cruz, the scariest politician in the country. That is 100% fake news. Way to go, Joe, and the rest of the panel. We'll put you on hold.
All right, Joe, now you can get out.
Tell you, no. You had a rough day yesterday because you come back with just a little bit of tune.
I was going to come back and, you know, be Halloween. I'd be nice and quiet, not raining, and walked into a hornet's nest.
Yeah, when the wind...
I'm going to go tailwind on my broomstick tonight. I'm set.
That's right.
No kidding.
I'm just trying to envision Chuck as Joey Chestnut for some strange reason. It's having a tough time summoning that visual up in my mind.
But Joey Chestnut's roasting on an open fire.
Ouch! See you in a couple. It's 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at spooky Democrats. And there are lots of them here today on Halloween at 8:37 this morning. On the House, we go with Delegate Mangione. And we still have the U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, on the juvenile justice system in D.C., absolutely blasting the D.C. City Council. And Jim of the Law Office is Michael E. Freeman. Michael and his firm, his son Stephen, daughter-in-law Rachel Alpert Friedman, and the rest of the attorneys there put your recovery priority number one if you've been seriously injured in a serious vehicle accident. So, again, look, there are a lot of firms that claim to do that, but I've known Michael and Marcia and their family now for well over 40 years. And they back up everything. They take care of everything, handle everything from A to Z, even the issues that are not, you know, counted as billable hours in some firms. It's a holistic approach to the way they handle serious personal injury accidents. So it's why they're voted each and every year one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the country, because of the little things. And little things do add up to a lot. So I would refer you rather over to the website, maflaw.com. It's informative. It's helpful. There's the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an accident. You just print that out, keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor there, wherever. And because you might need it one day and you don't want to be traumatized and not know what to do. So that's good. And there's also the personal injury app that you can download to your phone. You can take pictures, video of the scene, of the witnesses, etc. And that way you've got everybody's fresh in the recollections in their mind of what may have happened at the accident scene. Again, the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, Maggie's been reading this story all morning long, and I, you know... I can't. I actually had to look it up to verify. Not that I don't trust Maggie. I do implicitly. But when she was reading the story that Dr. Sonia Senadalisis was named the Superintendent of the Year by Maryland Superintendents, initially I thought maybe somebody was punking her with a story from Babylon Bee. But apparently not. And now I've confirmed it. Dr. Again, it's just incredible. There it is. Dr. Sonia Brookins Senadalisis named the 2026 Maryland Superintendent of the Year. And boy, I just imagine this is a classic case of liberals failing upward, because that's what they do. They reward incompetence. They reward malfeasance. They reward the average or the below average. And she might be a nice woman and a smart woman, but the what she has done to the Baltimore City school system is just leaves you shaking your head. 7:53 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the new wreck, Howard County, had some road blockage, Route 32. I believe it was eastbound at Cedar Lane, so keep an eye out for that. We're waiting to get the camera back to the accident scene on the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway. To put the camera back on the Beltway, that's not doing us any good. We need to see if the ramp is closed, which we assume it still is, from the northbound side of the Parkway onto the inner loop. Capital Beltway took it right on the chin early this morning. Big wreck with an SUV turned over on the outer loop at Indian Head Highway. The backup is still all the way back across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and into Alexandria. And then the traffic on the inner loop had a wreck as well, and that delay is coming down from Route 214 at Central Avenue. It's basically total gridlock on that side of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be sunny and windy today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Temperatures in the upper 50s tonight, clear, low 40s, so chilly, windy for trick-or-treaters tonight. Weekend looks better, sunny, and temps in the low 60s. And right now we're cloudy, 47 in Severn, 47 in Middle River. I did see a very interesting text here this morning. It just came in on the text line. I wanted to share with you is from Ron. He says the emergency declaration by Maryland's Temu Obama. Temu is that cheap Chinese shopping center, I think. Should terrify every Marylander. Who trusts more to restrict his emergency powers to cash allocation? Remember how Lockdown Larry abused his emergency powers? I shudder to think of what horrors may be headed our way. Thank you for your attention to this matter. It's a good point. Anytime there's a state of emergency declared that gives the governor unusual powers, we saw how unusual they were during Lockdown Larry's regime. Scott in Westminster, good morning.
Good morning. The food stamp issue not only impacts, you know, the direct impacts that are obvious, but the indirect is on health, obviously, but on education, because as kids are growing and getting, requiring certain nutrients for brain growth and energy level, and then of course how the impact of education has spillover into criminal justice system. I think a good way to, it's going to be difficult to control how food stamps are spent, but if kids are in school and you defer some of that cost that would go to food stamps to school breakfasts and lunches, then you would not only take care of the fetching liberals, but you would also be able to assure that the kids are at least getting adequate nutrition for the breakfast and lunch, take it out of the food stamps. And then it would also ensure their attendance as well.
Yeah, I've always had an issue with school lunches and school. You know, again, you could offer food there, but I just don't like this government being nanny to all. I mean, from cradle to grave, government picks the food, government decides who gets the food.
Oh, I agree. But if they're already getting the food stamps, and why not? And the kids, it's not the kids' fault what they're eating or not, and what the parents are providing. At least, we're going to be able to dictate that they're not getting, Doritos and King Crab legs for
for breakfast.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then, of course, we combine that with the, you know, the new physical fitness standards and tests that are being asked to not just the military, but I think we should put PE back into every single school and require
PE, that, shop, and home ec.
Yep, those three, and they should be physically fit. They should know finances, how to balance a checkbook, and they should know how to build things and take care of things.
They have no life skills.
Yeah.
They don't know life skills.
In a card catalog. You're right. That's it. I understand we got about 45 seconds. You got a big event coming up?
Yes, sir. We have the second annual 80s Rewind Salute to Service. It's going to be a triple military charity event for the Freedom Alliance, the Carroll County Veteran Independence Project, and Happy Hubs, which is veterinary costs for veterans. This is going to be at X Golf in Eldersburg on November 15th. That's the Saturday after Veterans Day. There'll be a virtual golf tournament in the morning, and the Weird Science, my 80s band, will be performing in the evening from 7 to 11. There are tickets available online, Eventbrite links on the Weird Science Facebook page, as well as for X Golf and those charities that I mentioned. There's sponsorships and opportunities for auction items for the live and silent auction. And you don't have to you can go to the golf tournament or the concert or both.
Very good. And the best, it's a great cause. And get out there and frequent that. Scott, thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Rob Carson and Deplorabella will also be there.
All right, great. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. 759, Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor. And Vinny's going to help sell your home because he's got a database of 13,000 buyers that are just itching and aching to buy a home. Let's face it, it's a tough time right now. Looking at housing because they're not building as much as they once did because they're running out of land. So the existing market is where you're going to see a lot of great deals. So Vinny will sell your home. And once you agree on the asking price and time frame, and you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. All you have to do is go call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And he'll come out and, he'll sit down and talk about asking price, time frame, staging, etc. And once you agree, it's that simple. Sign, and the rest just leave up to the professionals at Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. 410-709-7515. Coming up next, spooky Democrats and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro blasting the D.C. City Council.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The feds say, show us the books.
Donors contributed tens of millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter movement during the 2020 protests. Now, multiple people familiar with the matter tell AP the Justice Department is investigating whether the movement's leaders defrauded those donors. In recent years, they have faced criticism about their public accounting of donations. And in recent weeks, federal law enforcement officials have issued subpoenas and warrants as part of the investigation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Food aid under the SNAP program about to run out as a government shutdown drags on. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy worries about the impact of the shutdown on air traffic controllers and the technicians who maintain the equipment they use.
A lot of our people can go through the myth of one paycheck, and it's hard for them, but a lot of them can get through it. None of them can get through two paychecks. And so, again, if Democrats don't get their act together very quickly, you're going to see huge problems. And again, I would come to them with a clean heart and say, open up the government, and then let's have a conversation.
President Trump is urging the Senate to scrap the filibuster so Republicans can bypass the Democrats and reopen the federal government. War Secretary Hegseth pulling no punches in talks with his Chinese counterpart in Malaysia. The Pentagon chief vows the United States will stoutly defend its interests in the Indo-Pacific region. Hegseth voiced concern about Chinese aggression in the South China Sea and the waters around Taiwan. Parts of the Northeast got an awful lot of rain in a very short period of time yesterday, unleashing floodwaters. It snarled travel down trees and power lines and left two men dead in flooded basements in New York City. Dow futures up 67 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 343. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You are on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delay on the Capitol Beltway. Looking at the live shot here at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, the outer loop coming up from Alexandria from Springfield, trying to get up to a wreck at Indian Head Highway. That's still the problem, and there's a big wreck there. It's affecting both sides of the inner loop and the outer loop through that area, and all the lanes are affected right now. Crossing the Potomac, very slow traffic through there, at least an hour delay, if not longer. The ramp is still blocked and the overturned vehicle still being attended to, blocking the ramp. BW Parkway northbound in Arundel County, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway, Howard County. They're still working on the wreck at Route 32 at Cedar Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool too, with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Edgemere, 52 in Joppatown. It's 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers are preparing to debate a proposal that would repeal all sports wagering when the General Assembly reconvenes in January. The move comes amid growing concern over sports prop bets, which allow gambling on individual plays and player performance. Advocates warn that the rapid-fire nature of these bets is fueling addiction among young people, with some gamblers as young as 15 seeking help. While gambling revenues have surged nationwide, several states are reconsidering certain prop bets following scandals involving insider information. Major leagues are also reviewing policies to curb betting-related risks. And Baltimore native and boxing champ Gervonta Tank Davis is facing a civil lawsuit accusing him of assaulting his ex-girlfriend at a Miami gentleman's club. The complaint alleges Davis attacked and kidnapped the woman in a back room before dragging her through the building and beating her in the parking garage. She also claims Davis had previously threatened and assaulted her during their relationship. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 996. The pick 4, 5464. At 8:05 on Casey and Company, Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Still a bit rough around the edges last night for the Ravens in Miami, but a win's a win, and that's what they got. 28-6 over the Dolphins, playing complimentary football all night, offense, defense, and special teams. I know it's not a big deal, but Jordan Stout all of a sudden kicking well for Baltimore. Let's get to the storylines. First off, the return of Lamar after missing three games. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way he came out and played, you know, and proud of the way Tyler played last week. Both those two guys played well. I think T. Martin deserves a lot of credit. You know, he did a great job with those guys and Monk and the offensive coaches.
Lamar throwing for four touchdowns last night, 14 for the season, two to Mark Andrews.
You're just trying to find ways to get open, be creative, and, you know, when you got eight back there, you know, he's so versatile, so good at finding the open guy, you know, felt really good.
And then the defense, how about them? Bending but not breaking, three turnovers for that Ravens defense last night.
To get to three today, first time I think we've gotten multiple turnovers probably in a game, that was really big. And to see the way we did it, I mean, we had two guys that caused fumbles and recovered the fumbles. And then to throw the ball deep down the field, Malachi to make that play deep, that's why we drafted him.
Ravens take the weekend off now, and at 3-5, believe it or not, still the odds-on favorite to win the AFC North. Baseball news, the Orioles signed reliever Rico Garcia to a one-year deal, $900,000 for 2026, coming off a tremendous late-season acquisition for the Birds last year. Could tonight be the night? Blue Jays are hoping it is. Game 6 of the 121st Fall Classic at 8 p.m. north of the border. Toronto looking for its first title since 1993. Meanwhile, the heavily favored Dodgers under manager Dave Roberts with their backs to the wall.
We're in a position right now we don't have any margin. And so with that, everything is going to be heightened. So I think that the extra focus that we need to have will be there.
The incomparable Yoshi Yamamoto goes for Los Angeles tonight. The former Oriole Kevin Gausman going to try to win it for Toronto. Coming up in 30 minutes, two of the greatest left-handers in Oriole history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Halloween edition, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro blasting the D.C. City Council. We'll take a look on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. But it is Halloween, and you can't do Halloween without the spooky Democrats.
Spooky, scary Democrats, they want you and me to foot the bill for gender surgery. Spooky, scary Democrats, they want to give illegals health care paid for by me and you. We don't trust you Democrats, not one single bit. You're out to destroy this land, and you never quit. Spooky, scary Democrats, each of them supports late-term abortion, guys and women's sports. Spooky, scary Democrats, the shutdown is their fault. They are why the government has come to a halt. The death of their party, it is coming soon. Spooky, scary Democrats, you can never trust. Let's hope that the midterms for them will be a bust. Spooky, scary Democrats, spooky as can be.
Yeah, really spooky. Day 31 of the Schumer shutdown. Spooky, scary Democrat number one, the Chicago commie mayor, Brandon Johnson.
No one is going to convince me what the Trump administration is doing against black people and brown people can ever be justified. It is racist. When you have black babies being thrown in the back of vans, zip-tied in the middle of the night, and mass men sticking guns in the faces of black and brown people, that is nasty, is vicious, is racist. Dr. King described it as an evil. Militarism and that formation is an evil.
Wow. That's a new one. I've not heard that one yet, that black babies are being kidnapped and zip-tied and thrown in the back of vans in the middle of the night. Where did he get that idea from? Well, he was.
That's what I was thinking.
He was with Brendan Scott this week, I'm just saying, you know. Jim Himes, listen to what he said recently. This is a liberal congressman from Connecticut.
And all my MAGA friends who are, you know, cheering on these illegal killings need to imagine who gets killed when President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that it doesn't matter what the law says. She's going to do what she's going to do.
Wow. Imagine who gets killed when President AOC says it doesn't matter what the law says. Yeah, I think he should be investigated for that. And then we can't get, you know, out of this bit without crazy Nancy Pelosi. Listen carefully as her accent seems to change in answering this question.
You're people of faith. You go to church on Sunday and pray on church on Sunday and pray on people the rest of the week. What is this? What is this?
Where did that southern accent come from?
I'll get you, my pretty.
You know? You got to pray on Sunday and then go after the other. It's like she was mocking Christians, and all of a sudden she debuts this faux southern accent to mock Christians for their faith. So just a couple of triple here.
That
of,
was definitely scary.
Spooky, scary Democrats here for you this morning. 8:13 traffic and weather on the freeze. A man that needs no mask. I mean, an introduction. Chuck Whitaker.
Now I'm stuck with what I got.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a pretty good kisser.
That's what they all said. Many moons ago.
There's a line there, but I'm just going to let it
go. Yeah, you know. Well, when you graduate right after the Civil War is over, that's what you get. This wreck, we thought this was a tractor-trailer involved. It was dark earlier. We couldn't tell what it was. It's a box truck that turned over on the ramp from the northbound BW Parkway to the inner loop of the Beltway. The two heavy-duty wreckers are there, and the truck itself is back up now on its wheels. So eventually they'll tow this thing out, but the ramp is still blocked from the Parkway northbound to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that takes you north, eventually towards Washington Boulevard and up towards 95. So again, if you're back on the Parkway, I-195 west, pick up 95 north up to the Beltway. If you have business in the city, you can stay on the Parkway and go north. The ramps from the Beltway to the inner loop of the Parkway going up through that area, coming up from I-97, that ramp is open and there's no impact there. Capitol Beltway has all the problems this morning on the southeast side in Prince George's County, and they're still working on accident scenes on both sides of the roadway, on both the inner and the outer loop above the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and in that area at Indian Head Highway. Big backups right now through Prince George's County through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Maybe she's suggesting the hockey mask might be better, you know, with that Halloween music.
Right. What did Jason... Wait, he had the hockey mask. Michael Myers had the hockey mask.
And so
he didn't have the hockey mask. Jason had the hockey mask, and Michael Myers kind of had a clear, like, nondescript type mask.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was just a white face, right? Just a white mask. Wasn't a hockey mask. All right. Mostly sunny, windy. 40-mile-an-hour gust today. Temperatures in the upper 50s. Overnight clear in the low 40s. So it's windy and chilly for trick-or-treat night. And right now we're looking at 47 in the city and 46 in Reisterstown. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to give you our America 250 birthday celebration update. Now on this day, 1864, Nevada. It's Nevada, not Nevada. Nevada was admitted to the United States as the 36th state. 1931, the Great Depression. It was in full swing. U.S. Treasury announced 827 banks had failed during the last previous 2 months. That's how bad it was during the Great Depression. 1941, more than a month before the U.S. enters World War II, a German submarine torpedoed and sank a U.S. destroyer, the USS Reuben James. You wonder if that, that wasn't considered an act of war against Germany. But there were a lot of folks who did not want to get involved in the European War. 1941, Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota was established, consisting of the sculpted heads of U.S. President George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. It was completed, and now, of course, the question remains, when will President Trump's sculpted head be added to Mount Rushmore? Because it should be, based on greatest president in modern era. 2008, U.S. Army General David Petraeus took over as the head of Central Command in charge of military operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, Iran, other countries. But he would later get in trouble, you may remember. He had his ghostwriter, his biographer, if you will, was his mistress. I don't know if she was a mistress or a good friend, whatever. Anyway, he was found guilty of sharing classified information, but got a slap on the wrist. So there you have it. Important highlights on this date. October 31st in America's 250th birthday celebration, which is underway now and will culminate next Independence Day. Judge Jeanine is now U.S. Attorney of the Washington, D.C. She had a press conference yesterday. Another juvenile was arrested in the murder of Eric Tarpinian, the intern who was gunned down in the streets of D.C. We also found out that the same individual arrested yesterday was responsible for the death of his girlfriend, Zoe Kelly, and a lot of random shootings elsewhere throughout a 5 to 7 block area.
Please know that justice is going to be served. We live in a district where all three of these juveniles that I've just mentioned are known to the juvenile court. That's all I'm going to say, because I can't say more and I want to. But I can tell you this, that two innocent souls were taken from us in what I believe were predictable homicides based upon the behavior of these individuals and the records that everyone knew about. But the D.C. Council is more interested in protecting young criminals in under the guise of protecting the innocence of youth. It's time for them to start protecting the citizens of the district, because this is what we're ending up with. We're having victims 5 blocks away, 79 rounds on the ground. This is normal behavior in D.C. No more excuses from this council. And finally, there is something called the Incarceration Reduction Act. I talk about it all the time. It means that if you're under the age of 25, as all three of these are, if they serve 15 years, assuming they're convicted, they go before a board. They don't have to prove they're better, they're rehabilitated, or anything. And they get out after 15 years. Okay? This victim and this victim, Eric and Zoe, one man is charged with both of them. That one man is 18, Naquan. Once he serves 15 years, he gets out because of the rules in the district that have to change.
Yeah, they do. We'll discuss that in just a second. Joining us now, Vinny Steele, a Home Sold Guarantee Realtor. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. So thinking about Halloween, you know, there's some folks out there maybe in hot water with their mortgage company, or they may be behind on property taxes, not sure, you know, what to do. I would think the worst thing is to ignore it, because that will only make it worse, right?
Yeah, Sean. You know, we do see that, and sometimes by the time they reach out to us, it's just too late to act, and they lose whatever equity that they may have. You know, in some cases, you know, this is their nest egg that they built for decades. This is the money that they were planning on using for retirement.
Yeah, I can imagine that that would be heartbreaking for someone to have to go through. But the good news is you guys have programs to help anyone who's listening right now, or maybe a friend, family member who's going through a tough time.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. I think the hardest part is just picking up the phone to call or text us. You know, that phone feels like it weighs 10 pounds. But for those that call, you know, we sit down. There's no pressure. We look at their situation. We come up with a game plan that will preserve their equity and allow them to sell on their terms, not the terms of some bank or government agency.
Absolutely. And I know really from talking to you over the years that if someone does lose their home, that can be absolutely devastating.
Yeah, we've seen things, Sean, that are truly heartbreaking. You know, the good news is we have five programs all designed to help our customers navigate this often confusing and scary process, just like we did for our customers in Baltimore County recently. They were literally weeks away from the bank foreclosing on their home. They would have lost 30 years of hard-earned equity. They opted for our sell-and-stay program as well as our cash-and-sell program, where they're able to pay off the bank, pay off the back taxes, stay in the home rent-free. And then when the home is repaired and resold, they get a percentage of the profit.
Sounds like a win-win once again. I know you have other programs depending on the situation, right?
Yeah, Sean, you know, every situation is different. So if you'd like to talk about your situation, explore options, you can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
And what are you going as tonight?
You know, I don't know. We're just going to, as my daughter, you know, she's got her, she's got like a pirate costume.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be just going around with her today. So we're excited. She's excited.
She's excited, right. All right, yeah. Vinny, thanks. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, Sean. We'll see you. Bye.
Right, have a good one, 823. Traffic and weather on the three. Speaking of pirates, here he is. It's Captain Whitaker.
God, Lord, he knows I wish I had a plank.
Yes.
Get down there and Davy Jones locker me hardy.
I've seen you do a plank. It's not pretty.
No, it's true. It hurt like hell, too, I can tell you that. The Capitol Beltway. Oh, my goodness, these poor people. This has been a bad morning on the Capitol Beltway. SUV was involved in this wreck. And I'm looking at the camera right here at Indian Head Highway, and it is just not moving. I mean, you have the express lanes, you have the local lanes, and there's just not a lot of movement there. Maybe a lane open, possibly, but we're still backed up all the way across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and back into Northern Virginia and up through Alexandria. So that's a really big delay. And the problem is there's not a lot of area just to get out of there and start to go north. Some of the traffic maybe could get off at 295 and work its way up. But if you don't know your way around, it's just not the way to go right now. So big backups there. The inner loop is actually better now for the traffic coming down from 214 through that area, though it does look like some of the lanes to the left-hand side of the inner loop might still be blocked as well. There was another accident on that side. The wreck in Howard County was Route 32 at Cedar Lane. The wreckers are there. They're getting ready to remove this vehicle, hopefully blocking the ramp from the BW Parkway north down to the inner loop of 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and gusting up to 40 miles an hour today, upper 50s for the high, clear, low 40s tonight, so it'll be windy and chilly as you head out for trick-or-treating. Right now, sunny, 49 in Annapolis, 47 in Columbia. And I just want to comment, we'll get to a call here, what U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro said of this. This was an 18-year-old, this Naquan Davis or Lucas, whatever his name was. So he's an adult. And I think that what he did, basically they went out in a crew that night, guns a-blazing, he and his crew in D.C. I can't remember the name of the gang or crew he was in. But they were looking for trouble. They were looking to kill somebody. And that's premeditated. And they killed young Eric Tarpinian, 21-year-old intern in Washington. And when his girlfriend, Zoe Kelly, found out, he killed her, stuffed her in a stuffed her body in a storage bin.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
And put her in a closet. And so I do think that, and she talks about this, the act where he's 18, so if he's convicted, which he probably will be, 15 years he's out.
Oh, but their brains aren't developed. Okay. Then how come they can fight for our country?
And the other issue is that here in Maryland we have the Second Look Act, same thing as the act that she just talked about. So here's what I think Judge Jeanine should do, and that is I would say that maybe since this happened against an intern for a U.S. congressman, might that qualify for the federal death penalty? Because that's what we need to do. These juvenile thugs realize they're going to get away with bloody murder, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy got caught in Germantown, Maryland. So again, we need D.C. City Council is disgusting. They're despicable. Baltimore City Council is pretty much there, not quite as bad. But D.C. City Council, because they're passing laws that are enabling juvenile thugs. And 15, he'll be out of 33 if something else doesn't happen. So she's talking about she wants the law to change, and rightfully so. All right, let's go to Gene in Towson. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, guys. I'm driving a truck and in and out, and you were talking about welfare.
The food stamp and what standards or restrictions we should have.
And you see things on YouTube where people are like, man, I'm buying snow crab legs and I'm buying steaks and they're buying boxes of cookies and everything. I think the government should take, if they really care about their children, take the food stamps and cut it in the amount and cut it in half. Let them struggle a little bit with that and maybe they humble down a little bit and say, you know what, I've depended on this and now it's not so much.
I think what we ought to do, because 31% of food stamp recipients are American citizens. The vast majority are not. They're foreign-born, they're illegals, or they've been brought into the country under refugee status, like the Afghan pullout. Remember that botched thing, withdrawal that Biden had? There are a bunch of Afghans living on food stamps. I saw a video of an Iraqi guy the other day saying that he was testifying before some council or whatever, saying, I can't live in the United States without food stamps. Without the government, I cannot live. I can't make it. What does that say?
Well, then get out of here.
You know?
Right. I got one little joke for you.
All right.
Oprah Winfrey show in the audience. She said, anybody here ever seen a ghost? And everybody jumps up, ooh, 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 we've seen a ghost. She goes, that was too easy. She goes, anybody ever talked to a ghost? And everybody, ooh, 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 we've talked to a ghost. She goes, that was too easy. She said, anybody ever made love to a ghost? This one old guy jumps up, and he goes, ooh, ooh, ooh. She goes, you've made love to a ghost? He goes, oh, I thought you said goat.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
All right, Gene, thanks so much for that one. That's a little Halloween humor there. Goat. There are so many different possibilities there. We'll just pass it along. I want to leave the humor to the professionals like Chuck Whitaker, folks. 8:29, 29 minutes after the hour, 410 WCBM 680, 1-800-WCBM 680. The best of Casey and Company, and that I don't think is going to qualify, is available each and every day at our Facebook Rumble pages, WCBM.com. And it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. So stay tuned for that. Right now, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The families of two teens killed outside the Columbia Mall are suing the GPS monitoring company responsible for tracking the alleged shooter. Police say 18-year-old Emmett Sinzea was wearing a court-ordered ankle monitor when he fatally shot 16-year-old Michael Robertson and 15-year-old Blake McCray in February. The lawsuit accuses the company, Advantage Sentencing Alternative Program, of negligence for failing to properly supervise Zia, who was already tied to earlier violent crimes. The firm has since surrendered its state license following an investigation. Zia remains in custody and is set to stand trial in January. State Senator Dalia Attar is facing federal charges after investigators say she orchestrated a scheme to secretly record two political rivals and use the footage to silence them. The indictment claims Attar and several associates planted surveillance devices and later threatened to release videos showing the pair in bed together unless they stopped criticizing her. And the State Highway Administration and the Maryland Highway Safety Office are reminding all roadway users to exercise extreme caution tonight as Halloween has trick-or-treaters out on the streets. Also, there is a gale warning for the state. Watch for falling trees, tree limbs, power wires as well. Remember, if a traffic signal is out, you must treat the intersection as a stop sign. And a Baltimore woman is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service after allegedly attacking her sister with a hammer during a January fight. Investigators say 36-year-old
LaToya Wilkins assaulted her sister in a basement on the Alameda, leaving her with severe injuries to her head, face, and arms. And Maryland native and actor Floyd Roger Myers Jr. has died suddenly of a heart attack. Myers was best known for portraying a young Will Smith in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and playing Marlon Jackson in ABC's The Jacksons, an American Dream miniseries. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel-Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we're selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here is Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a little slowing on the Beltway through Pikesville over to the JFX. At one point, apparently, there was a minor wreck after the JFX and before the ramp at 83. So it's still a bit slow, but it's trying to improve now. The rest of the Beltway is good. Both the tunnels are running okay. They're still working on the ramp. Northbound BW Parkway, the overturned vehicle at one point uprighted now, but still blocking the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound to the inner loop of the Beltway on the southwest side of 695. And the Capitol Beltway continues with the major delay. Big wreck early this morning. Still have a major impact on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Indian Head Highway, with delays back across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and even some slowing as you're coming down the Beltway from Central Avenue at Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very windy today. Cool, too, with highs in the upper 50s and winds gusting from the west up to 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear and chilly and windy tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens with a well-earned weekend off after saving their season over the last 10 days. First the Bears last Sunday, then the Dolphins last night. 28-6 was the final in Miami. It wasn't perfect by any stretch, but it was effective. Head coach John Harbaugh on what it took.
Our guys kept faith, and they showed a lot of toughness, a lot of courage, faith and guts. And that's what it takes. It takes belief and it takes toughness. It takes faith and it takes guts.
Tight ends played a key role last night, catching 7 balls from Lamar, 3 touchdowns, including the second in 2 weeks from tight end Charlie Kohler.
Well, I guess I did that much. It was pretty awesomely schemed, so I was pretty open. So
he was absolutely wide open, and it was the same play, by the way, that he scored on last week against Chicago. The Terps have their hands full this weekend on homecoming as the number 2 ranked Indiana Hoosiers come to town with their Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, but head coach Mike Locksley says don't sleep on the ground game.
They got a guy we're very familiar with, Roman Hemby. I think he's leading them in rushing. They got 2 500-yard rushers. They got a 300-yard rusher behind them.
Hemby, of course, the transfer from John Carroll in Harford County. Meanwhile, in Denton, Texas, the Naval Academy looks to go 8-0 for the first time in exactly 100 years. But it's not going to be a walk in the park. At North Texas, facing quarterback Drew Mestemaker, Mids head coach Brian Newberry.
Drew's a perfect fit for their offense, kind of like Blake is for ours. Couldn't be more impressed, you know, watching him play. And
Mestemaker threw for 608 yards last week, second most all-time in FBS college football history. High school football yesterday, Baltimore County action, Parkville over Catonsville, 28-15, Hereford over Dundalk, 25-13. Tonight, a full slate, including number 2 Archbishop Spalding hosting 7th-ranked Mount St. Joe. This afternoon, it'll be Boys Latin in St. Paul's, Randallstown will be at Franklin up in Reisterstown, and a good one in Carroll County, 7-1 Westminster hosting 6-2 Winchester. Winners Mill. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Oriole right-hander, left-hander, I should say, Dave McNally, born on this day in 1942, recorded the final out of the 1966 World Series and had four straight 20-win seasons. And a happy terrestrial birthday to former Maryland hoop legend and All-American John Lucas, quite a tennis player as well in Druid Hill Park, turning 52 years old today. All right, it's 8:37, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what that means. Friday football pick'em. Sean, I'm not going to even, you know, go there. But we all won the Ravens game last night.
All right, want to know. Want to know.
Sean, Seahawks at Commanders.
Commanders.
Really?
Yep.
Maggie,
Redskins.
How about you?
I say Seahawks.
See. And Maggie, what about you? Colts and Steelers.
Steelers for my late brother-in-law.
Steel. Okay.
I think the Steelers bounce back this week after a tough loss to Green Bay.
I don't. I take the Colts. And by the way, I take the Hawks against the Redskins.
Right.
Chiefs and Bills, Sean.
Bills.
Okay. Maggie?
Chiefs have won enough. Bills.
Bills. That is a trifecta there for Buffalo. Gentlemen and ladies, have a great Halloween and a beautiful weekend.
Have a good. Don't forget to take that costume off before you go home.
that might
scare Julie.
I'm going to go warm up my broomstick.
It's been 35 years, Sean.
You look like Bill Belichick.
She's well used to it.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:37. 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on Casey and Company.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire? Or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It is time once again on Halloween to go on the house. It's not where the treats are. It's Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Halloween to you and all the listeners.
Well, we have on this Halloween a appropriate struggle between monsters. Governor Taxmore and Senate President Bill Ferguson. Moore and Speaker Jones want a special session for redistricting to eliminate Andy Harris's seat. Ferguson says, nah, legal risks are too high. Could be catastrophic for the Democrats. Look, the governor of the state constitution is, you know, it's his ability, it's his prerogative to call a special session. Who wins this battle?
You're right, Sean. It's a Halloween horror story, having a governor that is so politically partisan, and of course a House of Delegates that's so politically partisan. The Senate president, you know, when this story broke, I'll admit it, at first it sounded like good news because perhaps the Senate president was doing what was morally correct here and he wasn't going to move forward. But of course then you read a little bit more and you find out it's only for political reasons. It would have been a rare moment of political sanity to say we have already gerrymandered this state to as far as we legally can, but it turns out it's all about the politics, obviously, even from Senator Ferguson, because of the legal risk and the possibility that the maps with a mid-decade redistricting could be opened up to the judges to see and how just terribly gerrymandered they are.
Well, yeah, the last time, you know, the last time they did this, they actually tried to do that, and they got kicked out because they said it was an extreme form of gerrymandering, and that's why they got booted out the last time. So I think he's referencing that. And there's also a chance, isn't there, that 7-1 advantage that they're trying to turn to 8-zip could end up 6-2.
That's exactly right. And, yeah, the judge, I think Battaglia was the last name, said it was a product of extreme partisan gerrymandering. So what they could do, so the Bill Ferguson, the senator of the Senate president, he pumped the brakes on all this. He knew politically it is a terrible idea, not to mention it could energize more Republicans, and of course the legal aspects of it. But Wes Moore trying to override his own party's Senate president to push for even more redistricting to make these already rigged maps even worse. You really can't make this up. If you look back, Sean, 25 years ago, the congressional delegation was evenly split with Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I was here.
And then I guess Harris Clendenning made it to 6-2, and now, of course, it's 7-1. And Wes Moore, the governor, the far leftist in the General Assembly, there, even Hakeem Jeffries was in on this now because I think I read that he was saying Wes Moore has promised or given his word that they're going to try to do this. And what when you hear, I saw an article with the, one of the delegates, Janelle Wilkins, talk about this. You know, she's made comments about fair representation and accountability, and it's outrageous because there's all accountability, Sean. Fair representation, we as Republicans in the state of Maryland do not have fair representation.
No, you're absolutely right.
Party stronghold.
No, look, the Democrats, basically, they're arguing you have to wait for after the cycle. That's every 10 years. You wait for the census, and that's what they've done. They've waited 10 years, and after the census, we get tattooed with the extreme partisan gerrymandering. Along comes President Trump, says, hey, we're not going to put up with it at this time. We're gonna do this mid-cycle, and we're going to do the same thing to you that you did to us, but we're not waiting for another 5 years. We're going to do it now. So that's what kicked this whole thing off. But my question really to you, Delegate, is that the governor does have the ability to call a special session. What, if anything, could Senator Ferguson do to be the skunk of the party once the session is called?
It's a great question, and I think at the end of the day, I'll make the bet, Sean, that Senator Ferguson does not end up a Senator Mike Miller and stand in that position for 40 years or so. They will boot him eventually. I would bet money on that.
Okay.
In this particular case, I think it's going to be a political challenge because, number one, you have the extreme Democrats pushing for the redistricting, right? So he's under political pressure, not just from he's under political pressure from the governor and from his own Democrats, and then he's going to come under pressure from elected Democrats as well. So it's the progressive voters out there. There's his allies in the Senate and the House that are going to be pushing for this. And now the governor has come out and said, we need the redistricting in the state of Maryland to keep up with Trump. I think it's going to be, we'll see how gutsy, he'd have to use basically the power of his office and say, you know, the power of the presidency of the state Senate, we're not going to bring this up.
Yeah, I don't know, though, if he's got enough votes to stop it, but we'll have to wait and see. More with Delegate Nino Mangione in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck in Annapolis. I'm looking at the Cameron Road Boulevard. The wreck is further west, and they're indicating westbound 50 between 450 at Parole and the ramp at I-97. I see traffic at the ramp at I-97 is moving, but there's not a lot of traffic there, so they're indicating some lanes are blocked. So if you're coming over the Severn River Bridge and eventually over towards I-97, heads up for the backup there in Annapolis on the westbound side. They're still working on the ramp, and the ramp is still blocked. Inner loop of the BWD Parkway onto the Beltway southwest side on 695, and the big wreck on the Capitol Beltway still giving us delays. Prince George's County on both sides of the Capitol Beltway at Indian Head Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, windy today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour, upper 50s tonight, clear, low 40s, windy and chilly for trick-or-treat night. Right now, 49 and partly cloudy in Middle River, 49 in Glen Burnie. And on our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the house. We've watched a significant increase, violent attacks against ICE agents. Recently, we've seen a congressional candidate, I can't remember her name now, but she's out in Illinois. She's seen standing in front of an ICE agent's vehicle, blocking it, putting her hands on it. She was arrested and charged, and now she's saying this is a political persecution. Democrats have demonized law enforcement agents enforcing the law, duly passed by Congress and signed by presidents. And again, that's a big fact that people are missing here. Nina, what should happen to these individuals who demonize and encourage violence and interfere with ICE agents?
Well, shame on that candidate, Sean. She sure as hell shouldn't end up in public office. And that story, I saw that headline. Actually, Fox Baltimore reported, I guess it was one of their national stories. It was an 8,000% increase in death threats against our brave ICE agents. That was according to the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, these are the men and women keeping off. I've read that the DHS, one of the assistant secretaries, she said, and the quote was, they were removing the worst of the worst. And that's what stuck with me so much. Think about that, Sean, and the listeners here. The worst of the worst who ICE are going after, these murderers, these drug dealers, traffickers,
people destroying communities in this country. And instead of supporting these brave men and women, we have leftists that are running for political office, leftists across the country, being encouraged by elected Democrats in this country who want open borders, who, by the way, tell us that somehow illegal immigration is compassionate. And on the other, and then they turn around and threaten the death upon our ICE officers. It's outrageous. This is the Democrat Party. This is what they become, these left-wing activists demonizing the very people enforcing our laws. It's a, I mean, ICE officers are getting doxxed. They have bounties being placed on their heads. There was a TikTok video that some, thank God he was arrested, but some thug, I think he was a Mexican national, mind you, and he had a $10,000 bounty on the lives of ICE agents. And it's amazing, these, a lot of these threats, and that's the point I'm making here, are not coming from some of the illegal alien criminals themselves, but they are coming from liberal leftists within our own country, people so brainwashed to believe that law enforcement and ICE is the problem. And why has that happened, Sean? It happens from elected officials are calling our own ICE agents Gestapo and Nazi. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? They're inciting the violence. We've talked time and time again, but here's evidence from the Department of Homeland Security, 8,000% increase. And it's not an 8,000% increase on people protesting or yelling and screaming. It's death threats to ICE agents and their families. This is unbelievable. This is not the direction that this country can go. And when the left demonizes law enforcement, they glorify this lawlessness, they defend illegal immigrants over American officers. That's how they sow chaos in our country, Sean.
Just a couple minutes left, Nina. I want to get your thoughts on, there's a story at Fox 45 this morning about families of the teens killed outside Columbia Mall. They are now suing the GPS monitoring company for negligence. But should their lawsuit be redirected, or somehow should the state, who is supposed to be monitoring this kind of thing, should they be involved as well?
They absolutely should. This is a case study in bad government where horrible policies that have been implemented in the General Assembly, failed oversight, seems like no accountability. Of course, violent criminals were a part of this, or a violent criminal. You had a family here, or the family of these two teens that are killed outside the Columbia Mall, could have been anybody's kids, suing the company responsible for monitoring this accused murder, Sean. I'll get to that in just a second here. But this tragedy could have been prevented, and the young man, his last name was Zaya, was already facing an attempted murder charge. So the individual who went on to kill two teens at the mall was allowed to roam free under home detention, again, even though his prior crime wasn't stealing a candy bar. It was for being on home detention for attempted murder. This is what happens with the liberal policies. They're so hard on ICE, but they don't give a damn about attempted murderers being on prioritize rehabbing an attempted murderer and put them on an ankle monitor rather than locking them up until the trial happens. And this is what happens when they emphasize rehab over public safety. Very violent offenders, Sean, I think, is a common sense policy, should not be on electronic monitoring. And then the state of Maryland, in this case, they contracted this company. It seems to me that they failed with to oversee the company, the monitoring company, that is. There were five violations. Here's where it gets even worse. Five violations of this individual, this murderer, on home detention. And even after five recorded violations, there was either no reports to the state or no action done in conjunction with the state. That I'm not as sure. There needs to be an investigation into this, because this cannot be happening. Between this company's failures, and I guess you could call it a bureaucratic collapse, where layers of government oversight that are supposed to exist in theory, but it seems like did not work and were not practiced in this case, and you had the murderer, and they cut ties, Sean, with this company, which is just too little too late. And it all, again, stems back to why in Annapolis do we have these liberal leaders in Maryland who have championed these policies about the social justice and the equity, when we have an individual who should have been in some type of, he should have been in jail, and then he's allowed to endanger communities and in this case kill two young teens and just terrorizing communities.
Yeah, it's horrible. We saw it in D.C. yesterday with U.S. Attorney Puro as well. We're out of time, but always a fascinating conversation, Delegate, and we'll talk to you next Friday as we go on the House.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone
good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, a woman in Tampa named Gabrielle Hartley recently reunited with her dog, Luca, 7 years after he went missing.
Yeah, you're a boy. Do you have a collar? Hey, bud. See a tag or anything on you? You look a boy. All right, hey, we're going to go somewhere, okay? I'm going to see if you got a chip on you.
Indeed, he had a chip. He had a chip on him, and, of course, 7 years after the fact, he was reunited with his owner. It's always a great story. Wow. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
8:53, last report of the day on this Halloween traffic weather on the threes with Dr. Frankenstein himself.
Yes, Frankenstein. I think you should have played the part of the guy on the gurney. They did the test on. That was a good spot. He was a little smaller than you, though.
Yes, a little bit.
This wreck in Annapolis is a big one now. So 50 is going to be affected at parole at 450, not only westbound, but eastbound as well. So if you're coming over from the Severn River Bridge, you're traveling over from I-97 right there at parole, probably going to be an extended investigation. I see a little bit of traffic trickling by on the westbound side, but not a lot. So just be prepared for that. Again, around parole on 50 at 450. They were still working on the wreck, but it looks like trying to get better now. Northbound BW Parkway for the traffic at the Beltway over on the southwest side. And very quickly, I'm just going to move down. Do we have a minute?
Sure.
Just want to get down to take a look at this thing on the Capitol Beltway once again. Still backed up and been backed up pretty much all morning long for the traffic because of this wreck up at Indian Head Highway. And just looking at the camera there, okay, some traffic is now getting by in some of the local lanes, but the outer loop at Indian Head Highway coming up from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge still has a big problem there. That wreck has been there since before 6 this morning in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority Halloween forecast. Sunny, windy today, gusting up to 40 miles an hour, upper 50s. Tonight, clear, low 40s. So a little chilly and windy for the trick-or-treating crowd. Right now, it is cloudy 48 in Columbia, and it is 50 and windy in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Look at you in your Halloween outfit today.
I know, my pumpkin sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, very festive. Well, happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
We got lots to talk about today. The Democrat state senator who's in quite a scandal in Baltimore City. I saw this story, of course. We went viral all week this week, Sean. Everything that we have here in Maryland. But, you know, I thought it was interesting because apparently this legislator, the state senator, Attar, she recorded a consultant and somebody that was critiquing her. This was all over criticism. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Right, she was afraid what was going to be said in the Jewish community and on her reelection. So
now you go to jail? This is kind of crazy.
But it's Maryland. It's the Democrat Party, so anything is possible.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand here is this officer, Finkelstein.
Yeah.
He's been on suspension for 3 years.
Right.
Related to this incident. So, somebody been sitting on this charge? What? How
we
do you explain?
Not heard about any of this.
Because to me, that's the big story, of course, is the tar, but the sub story is a Baltimore police officer who's been suspended for 3 years, and they knew. They knew this was going
on. This is the same department that's under a consent decree.
Right.
It's very odd. We're going to talk about this story, of course. Governor Wes Moore has promised $10 million to cover the SNAP program. Obviously, we don't have the same issues, we have issues. Virginia and Delaware do not have the same issues.
No.
And I think this highlights how bad of an executive Governor Westmore truly is.
Have you ever heard of the Fiscal Responsibility Fund? I've been covering this a long time. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard that till now.
Right.
So
there's all sorts of slush funds that the Democrats create for rainy days.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But we are going to talk about that. And of course, the Pendworth mass overdose, that drug has been revealed. The animal sedatives,
right.
And this is something that has come across the southern border. I've got some sound to play for everybody from back in March of this year when they were talking about it coming across right there in San Diego. So now it's spread to the East Coast. So, again, the border wide open is a problem.
Yeah, we're still going to be cleaning it up for years to come.
Yep.
Thanks, Cam. Well, stay tuned. Coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. So big election day, 4 days away. It's coming up next Tuesday. And let's go across and see some of these elections. Jack Cittarelli. I got to tell you, I got a good feeling about this one. He's got a lot of energy and a lot of good ideas.
Executive order number one on day one. No town in this state will be a sanctuary city and will not be a sanctuary state.
The sanctuary state, he's going to cut taxes, he's going to fix the energy crisis and the like. Curtis Sliwa's got an uphill battle, but he's got some good lines on his way out.
We have a crime crisis in New York City. We live in a city, Brett, where we lock up toothpaste and we don't lock up criminals. And that's because Andrew Cuomo has been the architect of no cash bail that releases criminals in the street. And his apprentice on that is Orhan Mandami.
Yeah, so again, maybe New Yorkers start to come to their senses. But again, he's so true about that. We're locking up toothpaste and not criminals. It's happening here in Baltimore and in D.C. as well. And finally, Winsome Earle Sears in Virginia. They're trying to take her off the campaign stump with this redistricting nonsense.
Democrats, surprise, surprise, called a special session to gerrymander our great Virginia. Abigail Spamberger sold out Virginians for $150,000.
And, of course, we've got the big three for retention, voting against in Pennsylvania, Supreme Court justices, and Prop 50 in California. We'll do it all Monday on a preview of Big Election Day coming up. Have a great Halloween, wonderful weekend. We're back on Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.